world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy,
here's this.
The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Yes, it is. Hey, you wanted the best. You've got the best. I talk show in the morning, anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, and we're broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. That is a free application for your phone. Oh, yeah, not just for your phone, though. Like, I have it on my television. Sometimes you get it on the, you know, brand new car, you'll see that little icon, and you can listen to iHeartRadio when you're listening to iHeartRadio. You type in WTKS Orlando, and you'll get Real Radio 104.1, all the programming, which is awesome. And we also have our own podcast channel on that application. So when you go there, there's a little podcast section. When you go to that, type in Monsters of the Morning, you got all of our past shows. It's great. Also, we're very proud to present to you our YouTube channel. It's the iHeart Monsters Radio YouTube channel, so you can watch the show and see what's going on in here. And matter of fact, we have some live stream from last night. So be a part of that. Subscribe to it. We'd appreciate it. There's a new video up today from our YouTube channel. To find it, you go to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. There's stuff up there this morning that I put up you want to check out. And monsters.fm is great. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. And with everyone this morning, we are going to do this until 11. The producers, Angela Boom, Angel Rivera. To my right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
To the top, never stop, baby.
And Savannah, the Gator Entertainer. It's more me, Friday.
Blessed and unstoppable.
That didn't rhyme. Normally you rhyme.
Oh, it's because I was listening to that on the way here. Blessed and
unstoppable. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, welcome to Friday, man. God dang it. I love a good Friday, and the weather's going to be perfect.
It's Good Friday?
Oh, no. Yeah, it is. Let me bless you.
Every Friday's Good Friday in my book.
Amen.
And
hallelujah.
So I call it Good Friday, but no.
The weather's supposed to be unbelievable.
The actual Good Friday is coming up soon, right? Because April
already passed.
It did too.
No, guys.
Good Friday's the Friday before Easter.
And yeah. April the 1st this year is Easter, which is pretty funny because I don't remember an April Fool's Day and Easter being on the same day.
Oh, you don't even know. Those Catholics, boy, they rip it. When it falls, you don't understand. In the Catholic world, when April Fool's falls on Good Friday,
Joke City.
What I want to do is I want to tell, like, you know, I wish I got a little nephew. I'm going to have him come over to the house.
You like Snoop Dogg now? I got a little nephew.
I do. I got a little nephew.
Hey, nephew.
And I'm going to tell him on Easter, I'm like, hey, Uncle Russ has hidden, you know, has hidden eggs around the house with $10 bills in them. Go look. April Fool's, gotcha.
He will forever remember that and have that deep-seated hate for Uncle R.
Uncle Russ, yeah. Now he loves Uncle Russ. But anyway, it's going to be a great weekend because the weather's going to be awesome. And we're off a little bit of a high because last night was a really successful first round of the Monster Comic of the Year competition. I want to find out about what Angel did. He just got back from a trip from Atlanta. We'll talk about that a little bit. We got... are the ones and twos coming up a little bit later. Of course, Savannah's here. And special guest today, J.B. Smoove is here.
J.B. Smoove.
That'll be cool, man.
And yeah, he is a big deal. He's been in a lot of movies that I've seen. And
TV shows, I mean.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is where I think most of us collectively are going to remember him from. He's done a ton of stuff. But I think in coming into the psyche of everybody, that was where he really had his stage to kind of, you know, flex his elbows a little bit.
Yeah, funny guy. So looking forward to seeing him. We'll do Beer of the Week a little bit later on to the top. So it's a very good Friday, kicking off a great weekend. Like I say, weather's going to be a little bit cooler, down in the 70s. I guess when you wake up, it could be like in the 50s.
Oh, which is
that's crazy for right now.
That's what I like.
And it rained last night, too.
This weather that we're having right now?
Yeah.
I just went through this. Yeah, it's like deja vu weather-wise.
Yeah, you were in Atlanta. Yeah. First off, we're going to talk about the competition a little bit, but tell us about your trip to Atlanta. I know that you went up, Blog and Molly went with you, because you're a big Oasis fans, and half of Oasis was there, right?
Yeah. Champagne Supernova. Champagne Super. That's not Oasis.
That is Oasis.
Okay, I thought that was
one of their iconic songs. So every time Noel, since he's been a solo artist, every time he's come to Atlanta or come to the States, he always plays the Tabernacle.
Tabernacle, which is a great name for a place.
And he loves the Tabernacle. He loves that room. And he actually mentioned that this time around. I was telling Carlos before the show, this is one of the few times where. I could tell, I think the things that happened in Manchester, the terrorist attack in Manchester, the shooting and everything.
Yes.
I think that's affected him, and he looked to really be in the moment. Mm-hmm. Like there was times where he's checking out the you know the tabernacle and all that,
appreciating
definitely, and he's bantering with the audience, and he usually does that, but this was like, you know, it was really cool to see that. And then as far as shows go, it was amazing. He did something that I hadn't seen him do, even with Oasis or with or by him solo, was he finished the show doing a cover of a Beatles song.
Oh yeah,
very yeah. Cool. And I was like, no one was prepared for that. He's added three women to his traveling show.
Hey, what do you think about that? When artists who obviously have enough of their own original stuff to, you know, they have enough, but they'll do a cover. Do you like that, or do you? I've heard some people complain about that. I personally think it's cool because when I saw John Mayer, he did a version of Tom Petty's song "Free Fallin',"
which is famous now. It's really famous.
It was so cool to see him, you know, do something by another artist that I loved. Do you like him doing the Beatles, or would you rather?
If you know anything about Oasis, you know that these guys, and they've admitted it as much in their careers, that they quote unquote have pinched things from the Beatles.
Well, so, pretty much everybody has.
I love British talk.
So
very dodgy of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very cheeky of them.
They pinched it.
So we pinched it. Yeah, so it's a neat homage, and to see him do it. It was like one of those moments where you're like, holy crap, this was definitely a holy S moment because I hadn't got a chance to see him.
Beatles song was it?
Let It Be Love. And he brought everybody out, like the whole band's up there. The new female singers are with him.
Which song is Let It Be Love?
Did I say it wrong? Hold on, I'm sorry.
No, I think that's
be?
It.
Let
no,
it be.
Let It Be Love is a different song.
Is it?
Hold on.
Off the top of my dome, I can't think of Let It Be Love.
Once you hear it, you'll know
we'll
it.
Sing it, Savannah.
It goes like.
What did you almost say? I can't sing.
It's like Let It Be Love.
No,
it's something like that.
Sometimes it's like sometimes a world.
All you need is love.
All you need is love.
That's right.
But there is a song called Let It Be Love, and it goes just the way I sang it.
Exactly. The Beatles did it.
Maybe the Beatles didn't do it, but okay. Maybe I saw it on one of those children's shows I watched.
I haven't heard of these Beatles guys. Tell me more.
So he's got horns with him now. He's got a traveling horn section and everything. So for him to... He did a whole bunch of new music. He's got a great catalog. He did some iconic Oasis songs. He did songs that typically his brother does.
Yeah.
And then he did one and took a couple shots at his brother because Liam has been talking bad about him and his
These
wife.
These guys, man, they'll never.
I don't understand how they can't just get grateful and recognize it's what insane, they have together. Man.
It's that brotherly thing. It's family stuff. And then when you start going after someone's wife.
Oh, man. I saw that. It was in the news.
Yeah, he basically said the reason Oasis is not together is because of Noel's wife.
Yeah,
Noel credits his wife for helping him get sober and have a family and everything.
Right.
They're never going to be on the same stage.
They both seem to be prickly and
very
and,
British.
And very British.
Very British.
But yeah. Noel seems to be little less than the other one.
Yeah.
The other guy seems to be the aggressor.
Yeah.
And the douchier. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a fair assessment.
Okay, yeah.
And then going to Atlanta, I will tell you this. I love going to Atlanta. Every time I've been there, I get to experience a different part of the city. Was in the Fourth Ward a lot this time. It's a neighborhood in transition, so you're seeing a lot of money come into this place. So they're redoing neighborhoods and where they're like tearing down some of these old houses and doing this really cool like Art Deco stack kind of house.
Right.
And then I was Fourth Ward, and then we were in the West End. And they have these markets, right? So there's one that's called Ponce Market.
Oh, yeah, and that's cool.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, it's amazing.
Awesome place.
It used to be a Sears distribution warehouse kind of thing, repurposed it. They've got breweries in there, bars,
Sick.
Restaurants. They have a thing called the Roof where you go there, play putt-putt golf. You could have your wedding out there. That was one. Went to Kroger. So they got a chance to really experience a lot of local Atlanta people that create stuff, whether they're making candles, pens, all that kind of stuff. It was just that part of it. Every time I've gone to Atlanta, I've gotten to experience a new part of it.
Yeah. It's a great city.
Atlanta's awesome.
Man,
yeah, it really
it,
is cool. Savannah, by the way, texting service checking in and letting Savannah know that the song you were thinking about, Let It Be Love, was by Bob Marley. And I do know that song, so it's, that's
stupid.
What you were thinking of.
I'm stupid.
Was
sorry.
Stupid.
I didn't say you were
God.
Stupid.
Russ is calling you stupid.
I am not calling you stupid.
Whatever.
Why did
Russ
call you stupid?
I just knew there was another song. That's all I'm trying
Jeez,
to say.
Russ.
It's easy to get mixed up. And, I mean, even Angel was mixed up
Jesus,
with the name
Russ.
Of it. It's a simple thing that can happen. Get off my back. God,
and that song that you just played was from Love Actually. From the Beatles, where they did in the movie. And by the way, you can text us stuff like that if you'd like to. You can text us at 77031.
Correct us all day. Friday. We love that. Yeah. That starts my morning off great.
The teacher texting service.
I don't mind it.
The Mercedes-Benz Stadium, that thing?
It's
oh, my God.
I told you, right?
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's the biggest thing you've ever seen in your time.
It looks like a spaceship.
Did you go inside of it or just?
We went all around it. And then because of the weather and everything, it was a really cool effect. The clouds were really low, and the stadium is lit up red.
Yeah.
And so it looks just like an orb.
It's like a
spaceship that landed there. So that thing is amazing. I can't wait to get a chance to go there and actually go to an event inside there.
Yeah.
From the outside, the structure and the way that it just looks is just awesome.
I used to stay at a hotel that was right there, that the view was directly
right on
that stadium. So I watched it get built, and it was a fascinating thing because I could see that stadium and then the old stadium. And you could take the old Atlanta Stadium and drop it in the Atlanta Stadium and have its own section. They could play football. You would never know that the other stadium was in this stadium.
Was the other stadium, was that the one that was imploded and the bus moved in front of
yeah.
it?
Yeah. We got to see some of that footage.
Yeah.
The other thing that's neat about Atlanta, and this is one of the first times that I witnessed it, because Atlanta is so popular with Hollywood and they're shooting so many things now, they have these little signs, right?
Yeah.
And if you
the
don't know,
ones.
Yeah. And if you really don't know what it is, you're like, I guess they're doing some construction or whatever. Rolling with Blog and Molly, she knows exactly.
Ooh, 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 yeah.
And so she instantly goes to one of her secret, you know, websites or whatever, and it's like, oh, they're shooting this right over there.
Yeah.
And so there was actual production shooting going on while
Everywhere.
We were there grabbing something to eat right up the road from us.
That's really cool.
What did the sign say?
They say like FA. They say
it's
coding.
In code. It's completely in code. And if you don't think anything of it, you think, oh, this must be, you know, the city of Atlanta is doing, you know, laying down some wires.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because what happens is a lot of locations are not like your normal location. For example, Walking Dead. Sometimes you'd be filming in this field in the middle of like wherever a home base would be around there. So you'd kind of see, they say, okay, keep an eye out for the signs. But they don't want to just have a sign like, Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, because you would bring
you'd have so many people. It'd be crazy.
So then you kind of are able to, oh, okay, well, at least there's the sign. I know I'm on the path. And that'll lead all the way miles out to before the shoot.
And a couple of the episodes I've seen, you know, it's like on a highway and stuff. So they have to they have to close off a particular part of highway in order to film, right?
Totally,
and what's happening with Atlanta is what's happened, like, with us. If you've watched TV movies and everything, you feel like you know New York City because you've seen it so much. You feel like you recognize parts of Los Angeles. Again, because you've seen it so much.
Right, right.
This time around, there was parts of Atlanta. Like I said, I had stayed in a different part of Atlanta that I hadn't stayed in before. But I was like, I've seen this before.
I
instantly recognized it.
Most movies right now are being filmed in Atlanta. Most movies you see, huge movies, are being filmed in Atlanta. So, and maybe they're L.A. in the movie, or they're like Identity Thief was filmed in Atlanta.
And they played it as Orlando.
Yeah, played it as Orlando. Yeah. How nice was that? Never shot anything in Florida.
But it was awesome, so I had a great time.
Good. I'm glad you had a great trip. And yeah, I saw that it had made the news that Liam was talking smack about Noel and saying it was his
wife.
That's
insane, man.
And that, you know, but that does happen a lot. Like the wife of a band can break it, because that's what
never
they
heard of it
happened
before
with the Beatles or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, and then he got his like mom involved, and basically
he called
his brother and the sister-in-law. There's these notorious psycho killers in Great Britain, and he said that his brother and his sister-in-law were the modern version of these sociopaths.
Yeah. A little over the top there, but
just a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Just a little bit. All right, listen, it's a beautiful Friday. If you want to text us, you can text us at 77031. Anything you want to talk about, that's awesome. You also can email me, russ@wtks.com. We'll give you a wrap of what happened last night from the Monster Comic of the Year competition. It's the first round of the 2018 competition. We'll tell you what happened when we come back. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Opportunity to win trip for two to our iHeart Awards. That's going to be in Los Angeles. Trip for two, you get airfare, you get place to stay. It's awesome. So listen around 9 o'clock. You got that keyword. That keyword could help you win a trip for two to the big show. All right. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning. Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos and Savannah all here today. We had a big night last night at the Monster Comic of the Year competition. It's round one. And it did not disappoint at all. It really was a great show.
No.
It, if you didn't get a chance to go to this one, I would definitely get tickets to go to the next one. It we had five competitors. If you listened last week, you probably heard some of them. You know, on the show
this week.
It was all last week. Yeah, from today back. Yeah,
now it'd be this week.
It was anyway.
last week,
I'm confused.
Past like, 4 days, they've been on.
There we go.
There you go.
Are we in a time warp right now?
I think Russ thought it was next. He thought it was Monday.
No. Angel's still in Atlanta.
Angel's in Atlanta.
I feel like it's the weekend now, and that was last week. But either way, they all were great when they came in on the air. And, you know, great crowd, you know, when the very first competitor that went out was Sean Philippe, who came in here and was really, really good on the air. The only thing about Sean is he had more jokes than anybody else. He definitely had more jokes. Funny. And every one of his jokes were really good. It's just that I think that maybe because he even told us he'd been doing this not as long as everybody else. I think he felt like because he only had 7 minutes, he had to cram everything into the 7 minutes.
Well,
and he was speaking so fast that I know I missed some. And I talked to some people back at the table in the back, one of the VIP tables, and they said he was funny, but we couldn't hear everything he was saying because he was talking so fast. So that was the only thing I think that hurt him. But he was funny. If you listen to everything he said, he was really, really funny.
Very funny. I talked to Sean afterwards and throughout the whole show. And it was 7 to 10 minutes. And it was. I also told the people, because after 4 years of doing this, you know, we were doing kind of hard times before. And then I realized, you know, I just want these guys and girls to end where they feel comfortable. So you give them a little, it's like called showcase time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so he had a little bit more time. But yeah, that was okay. You know, he started off. You know what I liked? You kind of have to be aggressive. You got to be aggressive. That first comic, because he was the first one. Well, first off, Ross came out and crushed it and did great.
Yeah, Ross Padgett. We want to thank him for coming out.
He's so awesome. Funny, that guy.
It was amazing to see him grow over a year and how well he's done. And so, Sean, the cool thing was we drew straws. We always draw straws to see who goes in what order. And then the shortest straw obviously goes first. It kind of worked out. Perfect, like the order, because it was almost that like the newbies went first to get it out of the way for them, and then they kind of let the big dogs eat at the end and they kind of built into it.
Yeah, I didn't know how you guys did the drawing. That would have been good to do probably on.
Oh yeah, totally. Oh yeah, because they were. Next time we totally got to do it. Video
for the YouTube channel.
Actually, right when you walked back out, we did it.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't holler at you guys say. Record this.
Yeah, we had our YouTube channel there, so there's about 10 minutes that you can see, and it's on our website right now at monsters.fm, where I'm kind of setting it up, and then you get to see when I walk out on stage to introduce Carlos, and you could see all the comics backstage, you know, getting ready. And what was really cool, I thought, was that it didn't seem like it was a cutthroat, backstabbing kind of a I want to win thing. They all were really supportive of each other, which I thought was very cool, and you could see a little bit of that on the video that we did for YouTube, and they all were very supportive of each other. Miguel,
oh, it's ball busting back there. Don't get it twisted. Back there, it is.
They're busting balls.
Yeah, they're going to be nice in front of you.
Yeah, it was all in good fun. But back there, they definitely do support each other. The Orlando comic community is amazing. But it was dozens almost back there. I was making fun of Joe Neal's, you know, Tupac, I Ain't Mad at You, a full outfit. I mean, Angel, he wore the straight up outfit from Tupac's I Ain't Mad at You video when he was in heaven.
Yeah.
All white with white ones. I was
he looked great.
You know, it was a lot of Miguel was there. It was great seeing him.
You know, talking about that, out of all of the Monster Comics of the year, and even, let's say, everybody there last night, if we did one of those things where there was a baseball bat, right? He threw a baseball bat in the middle, and whoever wins is going to be the Monster Comic of the Year for the rest of their life. Miguel Colon wins that, right?
He would try and kill the other people.
He is more, I don't want to say more proud, but can tell that whole thing, he is convinced he is the greatest Monster Comic of the Year of all time.
But you need that swag.
I love Miguel. When I saw that he was there, I love.
I didn't even see Miguel last night. I didn't see him for 1 second.
Oh, yeah. He was there.
Yeah, and backstage.
And he gives off the attitude like, look, yeah, y'all are playing around. I'm still Monster Comic of the Year.
Like, that's all cute. No, that's, you know, oh, Ross, oh, that's cute and everything.
Yeah.
But the real Monster Comic, Miguel, right, come on.
I swear to God, he's got that aura. And I love the guy. It was cool to see him back. When I saw him, you see on the video, I'm like, Miguel! Like, you know,
He's definitely one of those guys you get excited when you see him.
Of course, Ross Pageant did a great job last night and killed when he came out. And
he took the joke from in here, guys, listeners who have heard his sometimes why joke. And he has developed into this just amazing, well-crafted joke. And you know, him and I talked about that. It was just really beautiful. I know it sounds silly to say beautiful, but to see Ross up there doing his thing, as well as all the other comedians. You know, like you said, Sean, and then you had Sarah, who also did awesome.
Sarah Geimer came up, and she is just so refreshingly different, okay? And
I like her.
I like her a lot.
That chick gives me anxiety.
You know what? She was a little nervous. She even talked about that when she went out. Carl,
she might be she might be the nicest person. Period.
When you guys
were talking to her, I'm sitting here losing my mind. Because I talked to Carlos afterwards.
That's really her.
He's like, I know, it's exactly 100% her. And that was just like, oh my God. Like, I was shaking.
Yeah.
You know what she did different is that she had long story setups with a punchline, kind of like a Jeff Howell story, you know? Instead of going through the village, they go around the state to get to where you're going. But still funny.
Oh, well-written jokes,
and
man.
She's something about her is adorable and you want to watch her.
No, she plays into that image. So it's really interesting, right? I met her. She is a sweetheart. She had great jokes, well-crafted, well-written, and just doing this for 7 months. And so obviously you become friends on social media. I click on the page. Did not know she takes risque comedy photos.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm taking my dog out last night. As I get home last night, and I see she, like, friends. I'm like, oh, cool, Sarah. I'm looking like, whoa. So
see,
what's going on,
right,
Sarah?
Now.
What's going on, Sarah? Is she this timid, anxious? Doesn't, you know what? We're going to find out because we're doing a dating game with her.
We are going to do a dating game with her.
But then you look at the pictures and you're like, that's a confident woman putting Batman panties on and taking pictures.
I would have assumed
Batman panties.
I would have assumed that she would have been very like a clean cut, very, you know. But yeah, some of her comedy shows that she's definitely
open-minded. What's her last
open-minded.
Name again?
Geimer.
It's Geimer. She was definitely funny and did a great job last night. Then after that, we had Joe Neal.
Joe Neal
Brunner, man, I thought he killed. I thought he had the joke of the night, I'm not going to blow the joke or whatever, but he did a joke.
Easy phrasing,
He did a joke about a parrot that he ended his set with that absolutely killed me. See?
Oh, yeah.
She's super cute. She was cute last night, but she's really cute in these photos.
Yeah.
We should put a link to her Facebook on our website. Yeah.
That completely derailed what we were talking about right now. So the listeners understand, everybody's like all caught up in staring at Carlos's phone.
Well,
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I know, we don't. Because like I said, I got home last night. I was like, oh, okay. And I gave her a hug like I gave... like a seventh grader.
Yeah.
Like you'd be like, hey.
I did the same thing. She seems like a poor little thing. You little thing. You're very timid.
That's not her. Hey, you showed me Carlos the secret stash. Stop.
Well, it's good stuff, puppy.
And then Jonelle came out, and he, like I said, I thought he had the joke of the night with the whole parrot thing. That story about the parrot killed me.
Oh yeah, that was
good. Was a great ending, and I thought his entire set was awesome. My favorite of the night. I mean, I thought he was really, really a pro. He walked out there and just killed. I love, you know, I've seen people do this before, but you know, and it works. That was the whole thing. Like, look, y'all gotta yell louder for me.
We talked about it.
Oh, he made you do the reintroduction.
Yeah.
What you did was funny too.
Thanks.
Make it look backwards. So I loved his set. I thought he was great. And then Carmen Vallone came out.
Yeah, I want to say something real quick about Joe Neal. He was good in here, very good in here, more conversational style, more hard hitting. And I'm like, all right, well, I wonder what his comedy is going to be like. And backstage, he was definitely the head kind of dog in the room.
Oh, yeah. You could tell from the minute he walked out on stage, one step changed the whole show.
No doubt.
Everything changed.
No doubt. It was after our break because for those who are going to come out next time in 2 weeks, we do take a break in the middle so you can get some drinks. You can kind of reset. So anyway, Joneel was definitely and Tony was kind of sitting back. Anyway, so when Joneel came in the room, I thought he won the contest.
Yeah.
After he was done, Angel, he set the tone. Not only that, it was like, oh, the big dog just came to eat right now. It was like you were watching a professional at some sort of like New York comedy club.
A big fancy show.
Using his mic and using his area.
And then he told the story about being backstage with Mick Jagger and Snoop Dogg. And a bunch of people. And right then when he said he was at a party like that, it made him look bigger than life.
Right.
That was a great way to put it.
And he did weed jokes, but it was something that it was still funny regardless, yes. Which I always wonder when they do weed jokes. That's just something Russ doesn't connect with, and that's fine.
One he did wasn't really about the weed. It was something else.
Exactly.
And it was hilarious.
It really was. It really was. So I want to give big props to Joneel. He was a gentleman. So I know they're all listening right now. Because
they're awake.
No, but they'll listen later.
He was awesome. Carmen Vallone came out, and Carmen, you know, he participated in this the first year that we did it. And from the first year that we did it until this year, you can just tell that he's gotten so much better.
Oh my God.
And he's such a nice guy. It's so nice. And just, he killed the room. I mean, he was great.
He went up after Joneel, right? Yeah. So he goes up after Joneel.
Which I don't even know.
Angel.
If I'd have been behind Joneel, I'd have been like, all right, peace out. I'm going to just go ahead and get home.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I went, I go in between the acts, I host the night, and I come up after the comedians, and I try and lift up each one of the comedians, because my job back in the day would be to sit and, cocktails, but this one is to help each one. And I'm just thinking of Carmen. I'm like, how the hell do you follow
right?
that? But then Carmen goes up. And is a pro and now, gets Carmen the Vallone, audience.
Yeah, Carmen. For those who don't remember, he came in here and talking to us about he was going through a breakup.
Yes.
He's that comedian.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly right, Russ. He's the one who was going through the breakup. And he gets up there and he just brings the room right back in with this style. And he is a classic set him up, knock him down. Yeah.
Dirty Jim said this, and I agree, is that he reminded me of Jay Leno.
Yeah, and when Jimmy said that, I totally agree.
He was a Jay Leno type of even his performance, his mannerisms on stage, and like a pro, and could not be a nicer guy.
Yeah, every time I looked at him, he was more excited. It was like by the end of the night, he was like, this is so wonderful, and I just hugged him, and he puts on so many shows, so shout out to Carmen. He had a hell of a night, too.
He did. So now you've got four really great comics that have come up, so then you know as being the last person, that's either a curse or that's either a great gift, right?
No doubt.
Well,
because we've seen this during this contest, the guys that are closing and it goes flat for them.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
In other rounds, I think year one there was a guy that we were really anticipating for him to bring it home,
and
we were just like, whoa.
You dumped it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tony Black came out and turned it up four notches, really. I mean,
he's amazing.
He has got incredible stage presence. You know, to me, he looks like SBK. He looks like Soul Brother Kevin.
Yeah, he does have a little SBK look.
Even the way he was dressed last night, I'm like, that looks like SBK.
Yeah.
His timing was great. He didn't talk too fast. He didn't talk too slow. He had just the right amount of laughs in between. He connected with the crowd. He did, you know, white people, black people stuff, but didn't do it where it felt like you were excluding or being mean. It was just an all around great, great set.
Yeah. You know, Tony was in the back. Tony Black was in the back. And he was sitting on these steps. This dude, I don't think, moved the entire night. Chilling, relaxed, not one bit of nervousness, shooting the S with the guys. And when he pulled that the big straw, I was kind of happy the way it went off.
That he went on last. All right, here's what we're going to do. We'll take a break. We'll tell you who won last night, because you don't know yet. We haven't mentioned.
That's true.
We'll tell you who won when we come back. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
At Real Radio 104.1 on Twitter. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
From Radio 104.1.
Hey, remember, if you want to see a little bit of the... It's actually the intro from last night. Monster Comic of the Year. It's on our website at monsters.fm. It says Monster Comic of the Year, round one live start. We went live with our YouTube channel last night. Also, yesterday, it's Ari Spears and Carlos do their Obama and Stallone impersonation.
Man, I wish I could go back and do that. I want you guys to go to the YouTube channel and check it out. It's really easy. Go to monsters.fm. The YouTube channel is right there. But he didn't tell me he was going to do that, right?
Yeah.
And he just threw it on me to do impressions.
Yeah, and you did, but you did. They were good.
I know, but I would have loved to have gone back and forth. And I wasn't thinking in the moment, like, that was a big deal for me. That was a huge deal for me to do impressions with
Ari Spears, yeah.
Yeah, because he is a master impressionist. Yeah, yeah. And I wish I could have gone and done, I don't know, a couple other ones. But he'll come back around.
It was great. You got to see it. It's on the website right now. It says the way I put it up is Ari Spears and Carlos do Obama and Stallone.
Oh, good. Hell yeah. Oh,
nice phrasing.
If I'm going to do one guy, I probably would be Obama. It's all right.
There you go. And then Healthy we got man. Monster Comic of the Year round one, the live start. So this is when we were live streaming last night. People on the texting service are saying, what happened to the live stream? We did. We live streamed the first part of it. We were not going to live stream the entire thing.
Yeah, you can't burn these guys as material.
Exactly. Yeah.
What they did was our YouTube channel guy. He recorded everything. They're gonna do little clips.
Shout out to Austin
and put it all together. Shout and out. So do like a sizzle reel or whatever, so you can see some of the best stuff. But that'll be out, you know, as soon as we can get it. As soon as they get it together, I say we, but as soon as they can get it together, we'll put it out so you can see a little bit from everybody. But
look good.
It's gonna look great. And last night looked good at the beginning. You could see the guys in the back getting ready and stuff, which was cool. But the thing was, we were in the green room, so I don't think we picked up all the audio back in the green room because of the way that the Wi-Fi was or anything. But anyway, great time last night. We told you about all five of the comics did a great job. Really, there was not a flop. There was not anyone who bombed.
Nope.
I don't even think there was
a bomb.
That's
not what you guys were saying in the break. Oh. You were saying in the break that one? That one person?
Yeah.
What about that one?
Well, yeah. That was Dirty Jim, though. So.
Yeah. Hey, here.
Yeah. No, so everybody did great, and then it's time to vote. And I look over to Savannah, and we talked, and then we talked to Jimmy, and when we all vote. Well, we all voted. Well, he will pontificate. Well, he will tell them how to build a comedy set.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy will tell you how to do something. You could be doing something for 20 years, make it your craft, your hobby. And Jimmy starts talking about it, and you go, do I even know about my craft? Like, he seems to know more, yet I know he just read it on Wikipedia.
Did his mom tell him to tell me to stop?
Jimmy has this unique talent of really not knowing about the stuff, but yet sounding like it.
Oh, boy.
He does a great job. He was funny last night, though. I'm totally kidding.
Jimmy crushed it last night. He did a great job. He's really funny.
But he did pontificate a lot.
And you know what? Honestly, I like that. It's comedy talk. It's talk and shop. That's the place for it. And he was right. He was dead on a lot of the stuff that he was talking about because Jimmy really takes his time. He's not an easy laugh, you know, and he kind of takes pride in it. So I thought he did great.
We all talked, and then when we were all done, each one of us had a different favorite. So you have three judges, three of the five. There were three of the comics that had our vote. So that means it came down to the audience. So here's the thing is when you're up there, if you're a competitor, all you got to do is win one vote from a judge and win the crowd. If you get one vote from the judge, from a judge, no matter which one it is, and you win the crowd, you have won that night.
Well, here's the thing. So I thought about that. Well, I'd already known who you guys had picked, right? But what if the crowd had picked Sean, for example? Right? It wasn't more than likely going to happen because we could kind of see. But let's say, for example, there are three.
Well, you're right. You're right. I guess they don't even have to win a judge. They just have to win the crowd.
But then the tie still goes to the.
But let's say this. Okay, if all three judges would have had the same person, then the crowd wouldn't have mattered.
Right.
Yeah.
But, okay, so let's do this for next time if it does happen to go down like this. That if everybody picks an entirely different person, the crowd wins. It goes to the crowd.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we did last night.
No, not essentially, because they both, you know, somebody voted for Tony. The person who won. Well, here we go. I just blew it.
No, that's okay. So anyway, all three of us had something different.
Different people.
And then the crowd voted for Tony Black, who had a vote.
Yeah.
He had a vote from a judge, and he had the audience. And
That's all he needed, yeah.
He killed. He did a great job.
It was tough, though, man. It was not easy. I did not know who was going to win. It was not clear.
Yeah, me neither.
It was not clear. To be honest, I thought it was Jermeil and Tony were going for it. And either one of those guys that would have won, it would have been hard to argue that they didn't deserve it. You know?
Yeah.
But Tony did win, and he was hilarious, and he had that kind of star look about him when he was on stage, you know, doing his comedy.
On stage?
Yeah.
He's completely different than when he was in this room.
Yes.
Like, I expected one thing.
Yeah.
And I totally thought Jonelle was going to win.
Yeah.
And then when I saw him come out, he looked like a completely different human being.
Yeah.
And he blew it away. Like, yeah. He was so funny.
I agree. But like I said, very smooth backstage, very chilling. This is an amazing contest, guys. And if you missed out last night, don't worry, we got 2 weeks from now, and it's going to be a fire set as well.
Yeah, and you could tell this being the fourth year, there's a different feel about it. They understand and they see that the guys that have won in the past have been able to really help their careers, you know? I mean, you got Devin Siebel, who's got Real Laughs with Monster Comics. He's got his own show on Real Radio. That's unheard of.
Awesome, man. Devin is crushing it.
Miguel Colon, who's on with him, crushing it. And, of course, you got Ross Padgett, who comes on with us, and he's on with the Dirty Jim Show now, which will be on today at 3. And you know, they've all been able to parlay it into something really, really great. And there's no other comic contest in town that does anything like this. I mean, this is the pinnacle, really. Everything else is trying to copy what we're doing.
No doubt.
But these guys last night were awesome. And as I said it a couple times last night, we're still going to see some of these people again, because I kind of want to get to know Carmen a little bit more. And I want to bring Sarah Geimer in, and I want to do a dating contest with her.
Yeah,
and
she's going to be great.
And I want to see, I said, Jonelle, we got to have you come back and maybe come up with a little segment if you want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, these are just all creative people in this town, and who knew there were this many creative, comics in Orlando.
I knew.
And I didn't know they were here in Orlando. Yeah. When I originally thought about this before you came back, I thought we'd have to go nationwide to find comics of this caliber.
Yeah.
And we didn't. Nah. It was all right here.
Nah, man. I'm very proud of the Orlando comedy scene. And you guys see them all over the nation because they travel as well. But it was a great night. Really, really, really fun.
So, Savannah, I went and sat next to you for a second when you went into, you had to go to the ladies' room.
Right. And so,
you guys went to the ladies' room together?
No, let's sit at a table.
Spill the tea. What is up with that dude?
I didn't get off work until like 6:30, I think.
Right. And you work at Gatorland, for those who don't know.
Yeah, I work at Gatorland. So I'm dirty. Like, I'm filthy.
Yeah. Tell me more.
My hands are dirty. Okay. There's blood on my shirt. So I run home. I change clothes super quick. Jump back in the car. Get all the way to the place. I walk up. Dirty Jim says something to me very callous. I can't remember what it was.
That doesn't sound like
it. But it made me rethink myself for a second. Like, oh, I better go in the bathroom and check myself. Like, maybe I look jacked up, right?
Yeah, maybe.
So I go in the bathroom. And I look at my hands, and my hands are completely filthy. Like, the dirtiest hands you've ever seen on a human.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm dressed up nice, so you can't tell. So I put my phone down, and I'm like, oh, this will be funny. I'll show my hands to the camera. And I turn the camera on. Well, I'm in the bathroom.
You have the camera on in the bathroom.
In the bathroom, in the ladies' bathroom.
This perfect place to record.
It's a video, right? So I'm trying to wash my hands, and there's no soap. Mm-hmm. So all I'm really doing is wetting my hands.
Right, making it actually more bacterial infections.
Right, feeding the bacteria water.
And then people start coming in. Actually, you know, on Halloween, we went to all those Halloween parties. Mm-hmm. The girl from the Halloween party whose house we went to walked in. And she's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm trying to wash my hands. They're so dirty. So she's in the video. And then people start coming out of the stalls.
Did they start scrubbing your hands like you were some, like, broke-down llama?
It was so funny. So it was me and a bunch of ladies in the bathroom trying to wash my hands. It was very funny.
Is that
ended
code
up
for
getting,
something?
It is.
Getting sanitizer instead of soap, but it worked out nice.
Yeah, you got to see the video.
It's really
it's funner
funny.
In the video, yeah.
Russ just straight looking at it's funner in the video.
No, she was trying to tell the same story to somebody. Oh, I think it was Austin, and Austin was staring like, okay, where's the funny part? But you got to watch
it. Don't act like Austin's not the one that just told me I wasn't funny. You're just the one that just said that. Don't try to throw it off on Austin, because
right,
me and
that's
Austin
what I
are
said.
Cool. I got him
you're
a slaughter
right.
last
that's
night.
What I said. You weren't funny. That's exactly what I said.
I thought it was
yeah, that's
said.
Exactly
you
what I said. Yeah.
You need to settle down.
No, I said it's funny in the video. You're going to watch it. The story is not
it
as good
really
as the...
funny.
Thank you. It's on...
Your face is not as good as in the video.
Facebook Live? Is that where it is?
No, it's just on my Facebook, but I'll put it on Real Radio so everybody can see it.
There you go. All right, check that out. when we come back, we'll do a little trivia. Your chance to win some stuff. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041, or locally it's 407-916-1041. You're listening to The Monster in the Morning.
Texting 77031. Real Mobile. It's real easy. Real Mobile is powered by David Moss Toyota.
Real Radio.
The Triple R segment of 7 is brought to you by our website at monsters.fm. You can go check it out now to see the Ari Spears and Carlos doing their impersonations. It's a pretty funny video.
Yeah,
it's a very funny video.
Man, that was awesome. I check it out, guys. I mean, we're going to have a lot of cool stuff on the channel today.
Yeah, it's we're going to be live, by the way, in about 15 minutes or so, because JB Smoove is going to be in. So we'll be live on our YouTube channel. Go to the YouTube channel, subscribe to it. We want to get as many subscriptions as possible. And we appreciate you going to it. Also, on our website at monsters.fm, there's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit twerk-off. So that's up. You can check that out if you want to.
You can watch the official Twerk Morning making up for not being here. I have put extra content there.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice.
There's definitely one of those videos. I'm guaranteeing I'm going to get pulled into the office today.
Well, there you go.
It's like the third one down because I didn't ask permission to post that one.
And you know what? I'll be so proud of you.
Honestly,
I'll be so proud.
I want you to flip a table in there. Say it.
Yeah, dude.
Damn it, you want these numbers up or what?
This is definitely a numbers up one.
Yeah. Angel's so tall, he could flip a standing table. You know those standing desks?
Could, yeah.
You could just pick that bitch up and slam
it,
Angel.
I want you flipping and go, Linda, listen.
Here's what I learned, Angel. You can't have too much twerking on our website.
No.
there's no such thing as too much. So you check it out at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. I'm Russ Rollins along with Carlos and Savannah here today. And now Angel's going to tell you what prize we have in the old prize pinata. We'll do a little trivia. You can win some stuff.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. They're a family-owned and operated company offering both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Go to the website, centomoving.com, hit the start quote button. Let them know that you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1 Monsters in the Morning, and there's a discount for you. That is centomoving.com, centomoving.com. Up first, we have a 4-pack of tickets to the Orlando Boat Show, and that's happening March 2nd through the 4th at the Orange County Convention Center. More information at OrlandoBoatShow.com.
So it starts today.
Yes, sir.
Today for the weekend. Well, I do love a boat show. Man, they're fun, and they'll let you walk on the big yachts and stuff and check them out and just kind of dream.
Can you jump in the bed?
You can.
A couple of key points. Fun for the whole family. Kids 12 and under are free. 20 of Central Florida's best boat dealers are going to be there. Over 60 booth vendors.
We're at...
Central Orange County Convention Center.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, I drive. Okay, cool.
A pair of tickets to the Orlando Science Center to experience Mind Bender Mansion. Give your brain a workout with the mind-blowing brain teasers of Mind Bender Mansion, only at Orlando Science Center. Information at osc.org.
All right.
A pair of one-day passes to the Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard. That's going through March 12th through the 18th. This PGA Tour event is Orlando's most social event, watched by millions of fans over the world, all over the world. This year, join Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, and many more, and celebrate the tournament's 40th year at Bay Hill. Tickets are on sale right now, arnoldpalmerinvitational.com. A pair of tickets to Orlando City Soccer season opener. That's this weekend versus DC United this Saturday, March the 3rd at Orlando City Stadium. Enjoy the ultimate flexibility of the 2018 Orlando City season with a guaranteed seat to Orlando City Orlando City's opening match against DC United and your choice of four additional matches. The five-game flex pack has it all. More information at OrlandoCitySC.com/flex. And just a heads up, I'll be DJing the street party for that event Saturday in front of Harry Buffalo. So make sure you come swing by. We'll get a picture together. We'll have a good time.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Cool.
And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thank you, sir. 407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. Rick from Melbourne. How you doing, buddy?
Yo, good morning, Ross. Good morning, Monsters.
Hello, Rick.
Morning,
Rick.
Hey, man, you sound wide awake. That's good. Are you on your way to work, or are you already there?
I'm on my way, Ross, and I have to tell you, I jump into my work van, and I just tune in on the radio there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then throughout the day, when I got to get out of my van, and then I'll hit the iHeart up.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you very much for doing that, bro.
Yeah.
I just subscribed yesterday. I don't know why I waited so long, but I just subscribed to the...
YouTube channel. Thank you. I don't ask for much, but if everyone could do that, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Because it costs me a lot of money.
Straight up.
I'm going to be straight up honest with you. It's expensive as hell. So, yeah, if you could do that, I'd appreciate it. All right, I got a trivia question for you. If you, sorry, I got to be honest. If you can get it right, take whatever prize you want. If you don't get it, you've got Angel and Savannah and Carlos here to help you out, okay?
All right.
Good luck to you, buddy.
I want you to win, Rick.
Name the female comic that, according to The Hollywood Reporter, will play a villain, a supervillain, in the new Wonder Woman movie. Wonder Woman 2 is coming out.
Woman's a whole other different
one.
Wonder Woman. It's Wonder Woman 2, and there's a villain, and the supervillain is a female comic. See if you can name her.
Supervillain. Might be a little older. Ooh, I don't know. I'll go off the wall here. I'll go Bette Midler.
Bette Midler. Not a comic. She does comedic acting. Okay, well, but it's not her. Who do you want to help? You've got Carlos, you've got Savannah, and Angel.
Let's try Carlos. Carlos.
Oh, man.
The female comic that, this is a Hollywood Reporter has just reported this, that they've signed the deal, that this female comic will play the villain in Wonder Woman 2. Everyone knows who she is. Really funny.
Really? God, I want to win this for him.
I can't. I'm no help.
I know. We're screwed, brother. Yeah. Let's see here. Because, I mean, you said comedian.
She does. She's a comedic actress.
You know what we need to do?
I don't know if she does stand-up.
One of these times, we need the YouTube guys to film this, what happens right here.
He always sucks
me in. Because Los is doing, understand what Los is doing, y'all. He's doing this mind meld moment, and he's trying to lock eyes with Russ, and Russ is doing everything he can, twirling his drumstick, looking at the monitor. He doesn't want to look at Carlos face to face.
If I look into his little sad eyes, I'll give him a hint.
Because he's going to give it away.
I know, but this guy supports us. This guy,
stop Googling, Carlos.
I'm not Googling anything.
Oh, I just saw you.
I'm not Googling anything.
Look at him. Look at, Russ won't even make eye contact with him.
Okay, female comic. Look at me, Russ.
No, I'm not looking at you. Did you
get that shirt? When the hell did you get that shirt?
Your eyes are so lovely.
I know. Right? Thanks, man.
No, I'm not doing it.
What are you guys doing?
Just know this. I gave you a bunch of hints just now. Female comic. I don't think she does stand up.
Russ is
really, really funny. And she's
one of your favorites.
Russ is looking at a wall.
She's one of your favorites. It's Kristen Wiig.
God damn it.
It's Kristen Wiig.
It is Kristen Wiig. How'd you know?
She's doing dramatic
son
work.
Yeah, you're a winner, Rick.
Rick, congratulations, man. Thank you for supporting us.
I thought that other girl was your favorite.
I didn't mind cheating for you because you did subscribe to the YouTube channel, so I appreciate that.
We're easily buttered up, dude. You want to win this contest, just start complimenting us at the top of the guessing, and we will figure out a way of doing it.
And subscribe to that stupid YouTube channel.
You love Kristen Wiig.
Huh?
You love Kristen Wiig.
I do love Kristen Wiig. I think she's... No, you're right, Savannah.
I thought it was the other girl.
Kate McKinnon.
Yes.
I do like better, but...
I think she would be better.
Yeah, how's this work out for you? Because we know about you. You have placement. This hierarchy thing and whatnot.
In the hierarchy, Kate McKinnon is number one for me for female comics. I think she's the funniest of all. Kristen Wiig is a close second and really funny, and she's been in Ghostbusters, and she's been in... What was the other one? Bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah.
And she's done a lot of stuff. So she is now going to be the supervillain in the new in Wonder Woman 2.
And you know what? She's a fantastic actress, period. And she's done a lot of dramatic work as well recently.
Didn't she just do a movie where, like, it's supposed to be, like, silent, supposed to be quiet or something like that? And she's in it and all scared. And it's like a dramatic movie.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know what's funny is that a lot of actors who get on SNL.
Now.
Now. I don't
nothing.
She don't know nothing about movies.
She was in some movie on Netflix where she was, like, poor and she had to go live back home with her mom. And something like that, and it was like a comedy.
The Last Man on Earth.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was also in Dewey Cox Story, Walk Hard.
Oh,
she
my gosh, she was amazing in there.
Where she played Dewey's wife with 18 children.
About no exotic pets, Dewey.
I thought her best role was where she played a talking vagina.
In
Big Mouth.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, that was good, too. Yeah, one of my favorites.
She's really funny, and I don't know what they didn't say what supervillain she's going to play in Wonder Woman 2.
Oh, we won't know.
Let me see.
Cheetah.
Cheetah?
Cheetah?
Cheetah.
Who's Cheetah?
Man, like, you're...
I'm the comic book geek.
This is your world. I'm trying to think. DC guy.
Cheetah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Here it says at the bottom of this thing. Yeah, she's going to portray a DC comic villain, Cheetah, who is an arch enemy of Wonder Woman from 1943. It's in Wonder Woman number 6. So, yeah, they're going to go back old school.
I still haven't seen Wonder Woman.
Oh,
yes,
dude.
You have. You saw it like 3 times, didn't you?
No, I haven't seen that. I liked it
a lot. I thought it was great. I really did like it.
Yeah, they said it was one of the best, better films last year.
Yeah, it was good.
And you see this guy? The guy from from Bloodline is now going to be in Captain Marvel. The guy who played Danny.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And he was in Star Wars. I mean,
well, in the movie that I saw last week that I loved, the one with Jason Bateman,
Game Night. He was in it.
Well, no, the other guy from Bloodline was
Kyle
in it.
Kyle Chandler,
the lead guy, was in it, and it was so funny because he didn't play the same character that he plays on Bloodline.
How dare he?
He was. I know. It was like he's a real actor.
Yeah,
like, he was more of a silly character.
You're the sheriff.
I thought you're the sheriff.
What are you doing?
That's the best compliment you can give to an actor.
You're acting.
Yeah, you're like how? But I thought you were the real sheriff.
I know.
You know. That's cool. I got to see the new Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I think you're like, you know what? Watch it at home with your daughter, because I mean, little girls love it. It's empowerment. It's like,
their Black Panther. Yeah.
It's like a girl can be a hero, and
I love it. I love the girl hero thing. I think it's good.
Because
so
I'm a girl hero. Because I'm a girl hero, Gator Girl.
But I will tell you something that happened yesterday. This family from North Carolina, was at Gatorland, and I was doing some filming and some stuff like that. And the little kid, like my boss, was like, "Where are you guys from?" And they're like, "North Carolina, woo!"
Throw your hands up, take your shirt off.
The little boy goes, "Man, that's crazy. I didn't know girls could do that."
Hey, Savannah, who brought
up... Which made me snap.
Who brought up the Powerpuff Girls yesterday, last night at the...
Gotta love Ross. I love Ross me Padgett. Some Powerpuff Girls.
Mojo Jojo.
That was a great reference. That was very funny. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we got JB Smoove.
So jump on YouTube.
Jump on YouTube, because we're going to do a live stream. You'll be able to watch it live in the studio. And when you go to the YouTube stream, just subscribe to it. That way, it'll just let you know when, you know, cool stuff is happening. It doesn't cost you anything. So do it now. Go to Monsters.fm. Go to our YouTube channel, and you'll see the live stream when JB Smoove comes in here live. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Good Friday. want to remind you that you can see Angel. Angel's going to be at the best floors, the best floors on Colonial Drive. And
yes, sir.
That's going to be on, what day? March the 3rd. That's
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah, from 1 to 3.
Yeah.
So you'll be there from 1 to 3. Come by and say hi to Angel, and I'll have all kinds of great prizes and cool stuff to hang out. And that's awesome. Welcome back to the Monster in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Savannah, all here today. We are live, by the way, on our YouTube channel,
yeah.
So you can check that out. Very proud and happy to introduce you. JB Smooth is here. And, man, I just went through his, you know, you go through the Wikipedia to see everything.
JB! That's
and, hey, there he is.
Right there, brother.
And he's done so much. It's so much stuff, man. And what pleasure to meet you. How are you doing, sir? We got some headphones there for you if you want them.
That belt buckle is everything.
You
this
are.
Right here?
Look at that.
Right here? Oh, wow. My God.
Man, this whole thing here.
I gotta get one of those.
Hey, how you doing, Russ? Nice to meet you, man. How you doing?
It's all custom stuff here.
You're like my new style icon.
Oh, you are awake too. A lot of the comics
come down alleyways to find my wardrobe. You gotta find like little cute little boutique mantiques. Going there for a little old man with glasses, with a little razor blade. And some leather straps hanging on the wall. He just sits there and handcrafts it.
That's the way you do it.
Dude, I got to get a picture of that.
But he also makes sofas and ottomans and that kind of stuff.
And he'll redo the interior of
the
caddy.
He does a belt on the side.
You know, JB, a lot of people come in this early, and they're half-dressed, maybe a little T-shirt, maybe, you know.
Airport gear.
And you are ready to go, man.
They're bums, man. You know, you got to be prepared in case anything happens.
Yes!
You know what I mean? You never know.
Did you just fly in tonight, or have you already been in Orlando?
I flew in yesterday. Last night I flew. I got in late. I missed my first flight.
Oh.
Then I had to cut through Houston and get here.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I had to nonstop, but, you know, L.A. traffic got me. You can't book an early flight in L.A., man.
No.
You hit that 4 or 5 traffic.
Boom.
You get recognized worldwide.
You get recognized a lot when you go to the airport?
You know, listen, I mean, it varies. It depends what's on TV at the time. You know what I mean? So I get recognized by whatever's on if a commercial's on or if Curb is back or whatever. Yeah. I get recognized in pockets. I get a little pockets. Pocket recognition.
Yeah.
But that'll let you know what check to look out for, though, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what? And I got my seasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I got my Crown Royal stuff going on.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
The Alexa stuff going on.
NBA.
The Curb stuff. NBA stuff going on. The Super Bowl stuff going on with Rich Eisen's show. And, you know.
And you've done a lot of movies.
It's been a wonderful ride.
Yeah. I just saw you recently in a movie. And Monique was in here. And we talked about a movie, Christmas.
Almost Christmas.
Almost Christmas.
And boy, fun movie.
I thought it was hilarious, and I thought your part and Monique's part were the two that stood out.
Maybe we had a good time doing that movie, man.
Did you have fun with
it? Atlanta. It was really fun, man.
She's a blast, man. We love Monique, man. She's
Monique
in here all the time.
Mo is off the hook, man.
Yeah.
She is very talented.
Absolutely.
Very seasoned.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And when you get to a certain point, I know Mo for over 25
oh,
years.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So we go way back to when she was a... radio, and she had her own club in Baltimore and all that kind of stuff. I used to drive down to her comedy club all the time. Now, she is absolutely fabulous, man. And we had a great time shooting Almost Christmas, man.
When you're on set like that, doing a movie like that, is there a little bit of competition? Because I know a lot of that movie was just off the top of your head. Is there a little competition to one-up each other? Just friendly, but I mean, like, because it seemed like both you two were the two that were throwing...
Oh, that's some of the stuff that didn't make the movie. It's crazy.
Yeah, and they showed it at
man,
the
it's
end.
So
yeah.
much that didn't make the movie, but yeah, of course, you know, but you have to have a director who's open to that, who allows you to do you, because you know, way I see, you don't bring certain people to a movie and handcuff them. You allow them to do their damn thing, you know. So they allowed us to do our damn thing, and definitely there were some moments in there where. You have to bring it when you're working with seasoned actors.
Step
and
game
not
up.
Just the comedians. There's some dramatic moments in there where you got to turn it up a little bit.
Glover
was
in that movie,
you got to turn
right?
up a little bit. You got to show you got to turn your skills up. You know what I mean? Gabrielle and Kimberly Elise. These are Great actresses
and
actors in this movie. Danny Glover, come on, man.
Hey, what do you think? Like, when I went to see the movie, just being on, I love Monique. We've met her several times before, and a couple other people, you know, I love. So I went to see the movie, and I was the only white guy there. And then after people said, oh, that's a black movie. What do you think about it? I'm like, no, it's not. It was just a movie.
Say something.
What's your thought process on that?
It's a damn holiday movie. Everybody celebrates a damn holiday.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, if you had a movie called Backyard Cookout or something like that, you know, then you would say, what's the white guy doing here? What the hell is the white guy doing here?
But a Black Santa movie, Christmas. Okay.
Right. This is holiday films are for the holidays, man. And I think it shows you that we are all the same. And we are really all the same. We all celebrate in certain ways. You know, we all have food at the holiday celebration. We have gifts. We have family that gets together.
Family members.
It's all the damn same, man. You know, we didn't cover anything that no regular family wouldn't go through.
Right. You think we're getting past that?
Every family got drama when they go to any family function. It's always drama. Somebody in there don't like somebody.
Exactly.
I think we're getting past that point. I think, can we just cap off with Black Panther? Let's just say, let's stop saying black people don't go to the movies.
Right.
That's gone. That's advantage.
I'll tell you what'll be good. The Black Panther holiday celebration. Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Mesh them.
You know, the gifts that would show up, man. Come on, man.
I love
the drums.
How come you
that kind
Black
of stuff,
Panther?
Beads and drums show up as
JB,
gifts.
Every black actor was in Black Panther. Why the hell didn't they call you?
I know, man. I should have been in that damn movie, man. I'm like a great warrior.
You
know
what I mean?
Oh, but I'm the warrior that talk a lot of trash and then still get his ass kicked. You know what I mean? Like, man, you talk a lot of trash, man.
JB Smoove is here, and you've seen him on Curb Your Enthusiasm, a bunch of movies and stuff. You can see him at the Improv this weekend. That's what he's here to promote, which we love the Improv. It's on International Drive. Have you performed in Orlando before, JB?
I sure have. This has been a long time since I've been in Orlando. Last time I think I was here, I forgot what club I did, man. I remember coming to a club, but it was not a comedy club.
Oh, I see, yeah.
It was a comedy night up in here.
So it's been a minute.
I met a lady peeing herself last time I was here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. I remember very, very distinctly.
That's something
she said,
to be proud of.
After the show, and she had a trench coat on, and she said, look what you made me do. And she opened a trench coat up, and she closed it real fast. I said, yeah. See, that's what you mark off your list, your to-do list. You know what I mean? Now, that
Things
goes
that
on your to-do list. You take somebody pee on themselves. You know what I mean? I'm talking about, huh?
Check.
Huh? That's what you gotta do.
You know, it's funny. I always, you know, a lot of times when big stars like yourself come in, you know, they'll have people that are with them, and sometimes they'll bring someone with them, and their buddy will sit back and not crack a smile. He ain't laughing at nothing. Your man back here is just dying.
I love it.
Is he part of your entourage? What is he? Your brother? Like,
this is my role manager, AB.
Okay.
AB,
go back to fifth grade.
Oh, really? That's awesome. It's good to see him here laughing at your stuff. Some guys try to act too tough back behind the comic.
I agree.
To be fair, the first thing he said to me was, did you wash your hands before you came in here? Because I don't
want
to shake your hand.
It's flu season. Come on, man.
By the way, you can see this
always
live.
Wash your hands during flu season.
If you go to Monsters.fm, you can see this live on our YouTube channel. So, JB, I'm looking through all of the stuff, and it says here that you used to write for Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
How long did you do that, and what seasons?
Three seasons, 04, 5, and 6.
Was that with Finesse when he
just
got
Finesse
in?
Finesse was there, and Keenan, and
that was the first
Tina
group
Faye
of black actors that they had more than just one in, I believe. I don't think it was normally just like Tim Meadows, Chris Rock, and then they all came in. As a Hispanic guy, I was always watching. When are they going to get that Hispanic guy? And Horatio was always there, right?
Right.
We actually had Finesse in the other day, and we talked about that. I think, so were you, let me ask, were you one of the few black writers on the show then?
I was one of the few black writers on the show.
Yeah, I'd read that was an issue that you were like trying to pump out, like, this is funny, and then the other writers
out,
were
man.
Like.
How does that work, JB? Do you just write sketches for particular stand-up comedians, or you just write a sketch and they figure out who they want to play in it?
You write. I just write for the host, and then I'll write for the cast members, but mainly you focus on who's coming in, who the host is coming in. You go in there, you pitch, and you throw your ideas out there, and you find out their talents. You know, they'll visit you in your office directly. I remember one time we had a actor come in and he broke our damn. We had a little putting green in the damn. Ashton Kutcher broke our damn putting green. We had a little. You know how you pass time. You pass time by getting your mind into. You can't sit in front of the computer all damn day. You go crazy.
Hell no.
So you had a little putting green. We had a little putting green. We sitting there playing putting greens, and he showed us he could play an old man. And he turns the putter upside down and was walking and broke the damn thing, man.
Oh,
man, as hell, man. Money. He got the money to get it.
But then he came in next day with a $300 putter. So I said, you know what? That's all good play, but you can bring another one if you want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, really bad driver too.
We didn't even pay $50 for the whole set. You know what I mean?
Who is the most difficult to write for, and who is the easiest to write for? JB Smoove.
That's hard, man. That's hard because you know there is no hard person to write for.
Oh, there's not.
You know, it's like almost like you're challenging them to do a sketch that you wrote. Mm-hmm. So it's best to take them out of their comfort zone. I like to take them out of their comfort zone. I like to break the barrier down a little bit, the wall down a little bit, as opposed to just giving them something easy breezy. Yeah. And you're watching the damn show like, come on, man.
You can tell when that happens.
Yeah. You I always try to give them something that's fun, that's different. But at the same time, you know, I had a hard time there because coming from the stand-up world, I tend to write
for yourself?
Stuff that only I could do.
Which
is hard. Which is...
It's like a songwriter writing for another artist. It's like, I kind of know how to write for myself. It's an acquired task. Yeah.
So you sit there, and watching them read, at the table read. You're like, damn, I would have done that differently.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're messing up my words.
You're trying to give them, like turn up a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, and it becomes this thing where you just try to create, you know, you try to build around who they are, what they are. Like when I wrote one for Tom Brady, when Tom Brady was first time hosting the show, I wrote a sketch where he was the first NFL player back in the 30s to smack another man on the butt after a good play.
That's funny.
That's funny stuff. Yeah. It's a football player. That's football stuff.
Classic.
How'd it go?
It didn't make it. But I did submit it 3 or 4 times. But now, at this point, now it's legendary now. You know what I mean? It's a legendary sketch. You know what I mean?
Never even made it.
But they called me the pitch king back then because I would always go next to last or damn near last, and everybody would wait for me to pitch. People would pitch two ideas. I would pitch like four.
Yeah.
I would stand up and pitch my ideas.
Hell yeah.
Everybody would sit on the floor all around Lauren's desk. I would stand up and pitch my ideas. I would kill them.
I ain't scared of you.
Kill them. Four ideas every damn week. You know what I mean? Now, a lot of my stuff didn't make it.
Yeah.
A lot of my stuff was, but to this day, my stuff is genius.
out of everything you've done, what is it that you're the most proud of? Because when I was reading all your stuff, I mean, everything is impressive. I'm impressed by writing for Saturday Night Live because I think that's not everybody can obtain that. But the of course, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
And what is it you're most proud of?
Let me tell you, man. I'm probably most proud of a lot of things that no one knows that I do.
That's good.
But as far as comparing acting or life.
Life.
I'm most proud of the things I do off camera that have nothing to do with entertainment.
Like what?
Like I'm a big part of the Boys and Girls Club of America, man. I've been a member since I was 11 years old, and then that transitioned to me hosting galas and going into the Boys and Girls Club Hall of Fame in New Orleans two years ago. I give back constantly to anti-bullying campaigns and all this kind of cool stuff. That's fun stuff to do because, you know, when you get to a certain point and when you put so many years into your craft and things that you do, they respect what you do. They love what you do. You influence people. You motivate. You want kids to do some cool things with their lives. You know, not just be athletes, not just be comedians, but also doctors and lawyers and different, you know, not just entertainment world. Right. We get caught up in the entertainment world so easily. But I always try to motivate the kids to do something, whatever they love. You know,
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. But what about the career stuff?
The career stuff, let me see here.
You know it's all right. We know that whatever you pick will mean you hate everything else.
Here's what I do. I don't bore myself with sticking to one thing.
Yeah.
I
don't take everything because I always believe that you can't take every damn thing because if I show up to a set and I'm not giving you 200%, what the hell am I doing here?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'd rather, because that's your dream. You know what I mean? I can't show up to this thing and give you 50% of JB Smooth.
Hell,
I gotta
no.
give you 150% of JB Smooth.
Even though 50 is better than 100.
I'm gonna half-ass your dream. Your dream is to be a big-time director. And who am I to show up and give you 50% of JB Smooth? I'm gonna give you 200% of JB Damn Smooth. So I only take things that I feel like I can do.
Yeah.
Only take things that I feel like I'm gonna give you the maximum JB Smooth. Okay. I love film.
Yeah.
I love movies. Okay. So damn much. Okay. I'm a big movie guy.
All right.
So I do love, like, when I performed with Matt Damon and We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, I love that movie. Yeah.
It wasn't a huge part.
But it was good.
God dang it, I worked with Matt Damon. Come on, man. Come on, give it up for me. Come on, give it up for me. I believe in getting a job from a job. So though, any time between shots, we were sitting in the car, you know, in between shots, where they're setting the camera up, that kind of stuff. Yeah. If you think JB Smooth did not show up and talk about Jason Bourne, you a damn fool. You think I ain't going? I'm not in there throwing my moves and showing him what I would do if I was the villain in Jason Bourne.
All right, we got to take a little bit of a break. Man. Remember, JB Smooth is going to be at the Improv all weekend long. We'll take a little break. I know Angel's got a question for him. A lot of people are texting. JB, you're one of these guys that everybody loves. Like we have some comics come in and some people will dog him. Everybody loves JB Smooth.
Hey, man, I motivate. I love everybody. I love y'all. All right. Y'all know I love y'all.
All right, we'll do a little more when we come back. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Orlando City kicks off the 2018 campaign at home, playing host to DC United tomorrow. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. on FM 96.9 The Game, AM 740, and iHeartRadio.
From the
Go to iHeart Monsters YouTube channel now. We're streaming live with our special guest, JB Smooth, who's here. Couldn't be a nicer guy, and a lot of people are texting. Like I said before the break, sometimes we'll get comics in, and some people will say, this guy sucks. I love this guy. Everybody loves JB Smooth.
Yeah.
You know why? You can't stop JB Smooth. Can't stop me. Can't stop me. I'm like Teflon. Yep. I'm Teflon. Yep. I'm Teflon.
Why do you think people love you?
You know why? Because I'm real. I take photos with everybody. I talk to people. I motivate people. I see you, and I see you ain't in the place you need to be at, somebody got to straighten your damn tie out. Somebody got to say, yo, man, straighten that damn tie out.
Your tag's sticking out.
Stand your ass up a little bit. Stand straight up. Fix your face. Fix your damn face.
Angel, question for JB Smooth, who's here to promote the fact that he's going to be the Improv all weekend long. You better get your tickets quick.
You better get your damn tickets, because there's no show like a JB Smooth show.
Hell no.
All right, so as a tall gentleman myself, I look at a brother like this and notice that he's 6'4", and he's crushing it in Hollywood. Mm. For us tall guys that are trying to get into the game and getting on, because, you know, I've been told I'm too tall for television. Ooh. How were you able to navigate that and make it so that you are invited to all these other projects?
Man, you know what? You really, Hollywood is short. I'm going to tell you that much right now.
Yeah.
I'm normally a tall guy in the room, man. No matter where I go, I'm a tall guy in the room, but I'm very imposing. You know what I mean? I'm long and I'm lean. I'm long, lean, and I'm chocolate. See? not that you ain't chocolate enough. I'm just telling you that. You have to have a certain kind of swagger to your body, to yourself. You got to know how to bring it. You know what I mean?
And you need to sell that young Fidel Castro look you got. That's where you need to go with that.
You know what? If you ever see me on late night TV shows or anything like that, I never. There are no rules. Too many people are following the damn rules.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You got to create your own rules. Create your own lane. I'm telling you, when I do late night shows, I'm damn near the host of the damn show, because I sit there.
Coming to take over.
And I really take over, but.
I'm giving it to you.
There is a pre interview set list of questions to ask.
Like Jimmy, recently on Jimmy Fallon, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and so they give you questions. You know what he's going
to
ask.
You're going to ask, but you don't stick to that. Those are just bullets. Those are just bullets.
Yeah.
You take that and you evolve that. You allow that to become something more than it really is. Because if you go in there as a robot, robots don't get no damn way. You know why? Because a robot is programmed.
Damn right.
He's programmed to do a certain thing.
Damn right.
Don't ever go on set. Now, you're a tall, long. Don't ever go on set with a program. That's not how you do it.
Gotcha.
You go in there and you put them on their damn heels.
Hell yeah.
You don't allow them to get their damn balance. Okay. They don't know what the hell going to happen.
This is
what I do. All you young actors out there, here's what I do when I go on auditions. I get
tell
some Curb Your Enthusiasm every movie, every time. I always go into the room as the character. I never walk into the room as J.B. Smoove saying, hello, I'm J.B. Smoove playing the character of da-da-da-da, and I turn it on. No, I walk in the room as the character.
Uh-huh. Daniel Day-Lewis,
that
dog.
That gets their ass on their heels. They don't know what the hell going on. They're like, whoa, who the hell is this guy? And you're already in that zone.
He's meta.
You got to go in the bathroom and as that character, look in the mirror and become that character, and you straighten up and you become that character, and you walk out that bathroom as that damn character. You sit back down in the waiting room as that character. Somebody asks you a question, answer as that damn character. You walk in that room, they call your name and go in that room. You walk in that room as that character. Don't That's turn great. It off until you walk out that damn room, until you get in your damn car.
Gotcha.
You get pulled over by the police or something like that. And you turn that dumbass character off.
I'm doing that.
J.B. Smoove here.
Always go to the room as the character. I'm telling you, it gets you in the zone early. You get them on their heels. They don't know what to expect.
All right,
that way you show the character's mannerisms. You show the character's demeanor, his presence. Everything is shown right away. You don't got to turn it on. You know
no
how
taking, brother.
You don't have to turn that on. You got to turn it on. Like, oh, come on, man.
I love it.
People are asking, what was it like working with Larry David? What's Larry David like in real life?
Larry David is, if I got to give you a percentage of who he is on camera and off camera, believe me, I mean, Larry's a nice guy. He's one of the best. But Larry is Larry.
There's no... He's doing what you do. Character's on.
Now, my name is Leon in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I'm J.B. Smoove in my normal life. Uh-huh. Larry David is Larry David on the show and Larry David off camera. Hell, you follow Larry to the wardrobe trailer, Larry put the same damn clothes on in a different color. You know what I mean? Yeah, you wore those purple pants yesterday, man. Oh, man. Same Larry David sneakers, same Larry David shirt, same Larry David haircut, everything the same. Glasses, everything's still the same. So Larry is, but I will say this much. He turns it up for the show.
Sure,
He turns it way up, you know. And he's an amazing.
Are you guys close friends, would you say?
Close friends.
Yeah. I mean,
you have his phone number?
I mean, we can see. Y'all guys love
him. Yeah, call him right now.
Believe me, I've called Larry.
Yeah?
I can't call him now because it's too damn early. I did call Larry one time on a TV show. I called Larry. They didn't think I was going to do it. I said, I'll call Larry right now. You got Larry's number? Yeah, I got Larry's number. What the hell? Call this dude. He's probably sitting in some cafe right now having a cappuccino with his right leg crossed over his left leg, you know?
European style.
European style. You know how he does.
Another question from the texting service said, what was it like working with The Rock? When did you work with The Rock?
I never worked with The Rock.
Oh, okay. I don't know why they asked that.
You should have been in Jumanji. I think they could have found you.
That'd have been
spot.
Nice. Come on, man. I could be in all these damn movies, man. Are you kidding me?
Is that how you see it?
You know how many movies I could have been in? Come on, man.
You know, actually, I just saw you in Poker King, and I thought you were fantastic with Jack Black.
Doing Poker King was so damn fun,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Jack Black, the original JB, the other JB. I call him the other JB.
Yeah. How was it working with Jack? He's one of my idols, my mentors. I love the dude, his style of comedy.
I love him so much, man. I'm a huge Jack Black fan, and he's always Jack.
Always
Jack.
A lot
man.
Of improv on set.
Oh, what? We clown so hard on set, man. And he's a great guy, man. And he's one of my people I wanted to mark off my to do list to work with.
No doubt.
John Turturro. I did a movie with him also called Going Places. That's coming out soon.
Nice.
He's a great guy.
He's a
too.
Great actor, man.
So good.
Hey, also, you've got a book coming out called The Book of Leon?
Book of Leon's already out. It came out in October, man.
Okay. Nice.
Book of Leon is killing them right now. Book of Leon is killing the game right now. It's a good bad advice book written in the voice of Leon Black. Now, this book is fabulous, man. Now, it's silly. It's silly, but it's authentically Leon.
Love
it's,
it.
It's,
give us an example of bad, good advice that's in
he's
book
always
of
giving
Leon.
It to Larry, by
I'm
the way.
I'm always giving it to Larry. Yeah. I you know what? And I don't want to give the book away.
One little baby example.
One
idea is Leon has an idea for an app. It's called Uber Feet. Uber Feet is you call Leon up, he comes to your house, he walks with you, he talks with you. he explores your ideas, the things you want to do. I got Uber Feet. Uber coaches that come over and try to work your relationship out with you and your boyfriend. And then if they don't work out, I'll help you throw the other person's stuff out. You know what I mean? Put it all on the sidewalk. You know what I mean?
Brilliant.
That's
awesome.
All the Ubers, man. It's a whole line of cool stuff. IKEA parties. You go to IKEA and you invite tons of friends to IKEA, and you know how they have little setups. Little displays.
Yeah.
And you go there and you just throw a little party in IKEA for free.
I used to do that at you bring Walmart your own in damn, the lawn and garden.
You bring your own damn little snacks.
Yeah.
You set it up in a little thing. People show up. People just come up. Everybody's hanging out.
Yeah.
Because you got to give it a test run. You know what I'm saying? Why would you buy that whole kitchen set and that whole dining room set if you don't know how it works?
Exactly.
It's going to work for you.
Exactly.
If your knees going to hit the top of the table. You don't know. Right. I got long knees. Right? Right, tall man?
Yes.
My knees hit the table. My knees hit the table all the time. I want to make sure I'm comfortable. If I got my friends over, we all hang out. You know what I'm saying?
Angel, you got a question for Leon?
It's always fun to, people say, oh, JB's an overnight success. They don't look at the entirety of your career and all the projects that you've done. But there's benchmark moments. And like when you were talking there earlier, how you've got these seasons of things happening. You got the commercials popping off and off. What was the one project or the one moment where you realized other events or other things were popping because of that?
So you're saying it's like
the moment.
Oh, the moments. Something that happened to me that allowed me to realize that
it arrived.
I had arrived. You know what? I'm always here's what that keeps me grounded is I'm always feel like I'm a work in progress.
Yeah.
I'm never satisfied. Once you become satisfied in where you are, you can't grow. You don't allow yourself to grow.
Yep.
And you become a certain person. Now, that person may piss people off. You know what I mean? And people burn bridges. They all know they burned them. All they know is the phone stopped ringing. What the hell did I do to that person that caused this phone to stop damn ringing?
Yeah.
So I stay consistent. What I will say is I think because I've been doing this for 30 years, I'm 30 years in the game. And that's just my stand-up part.
Damn.
Kind of adding in all the things I've ever done. Hell, I was in Pootie Damn Tang.
Pootie Damn!
Sadate, my man, Danny. Sadate.
But
I will say this. I've been in plenty of things. You know, when I first started doing stand-up, you know, the first thing I ever did when I started doing stand-up was I took an improv class. Because I wanted to figure out who I wanted to be on stage and off stage. And that right there propelled me into everything I ever wanted to do.
It clicked. It was like, whoa.
It clicked because I improvised a lot. I was a party dude, party starter guy when I was a kid in high school and stuff. And I took that and I said, how can I turn this, what I do, into something that makes people enjoy it and also allows me to have fun myself? So if you can't make your damn self laugh, you cannot do this job.
Oh.
You have to be able to make yourself giggle a little bit on the way home in your car from after doing a stand-up show, like, oh, man, I was clowning tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but that propels you to everything. Now, imagine this. I took an improv class in, I'm talking about 91, maybe 91, maybe 90, 91, 89. I'm talking about, I've been doing it that long. I took improv class at the old improv club in New York City. That club closed down. Here's the timing and everything. That club closed down the summer after I took my improv class.
Right.
I was in an improv class with Marty Friedman.
Marty Friedman?
Marty Friedman was my teacher.
The director?
Yes, Marty Friedman.
Holy crap.
Hey, look, we have to take a little bit of a break.
So,
how much time do you have? Do you have one more segment?
Come on, man. I guess so, man.
You guess so?
All right.
JB Smooth is here. JB Smooth is here.
Let's get warm up in this piece. Come on.
He's going to be at the improv all weekend long. You see him on our website right now at monster.fm. Go to the YouTube channel. We're streaming live. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you guys tuning into that. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Alexa, convince my mom I don't need to be set up on dates.
But until then,
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Just tell her to play WTKS FM Orlando.
Getting WTKS Orlando Radio from iHeartRadio.
From the Radio
104.1. Coming up in an hour, it's another chance to win a trip for two to the iHeart Awards in Los Angeles. Ticket for two, you get airfare, place to stay. Listen for that keyword, and you could win a trip for two. So that's coming up in about an hour or so. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos, Savannah, Jeff Howell here, and our special guest, JB Smoove.
Woo!
Man, the texting service at 77031 is blowing up. People are on the website checking out. Everybody loves JB Smoove.
It's hard
not to. It's got to feel good.
You know what? It feels really cool, man. You know what? All this, when you walk through terminals or you go through cities and people come out to see you, man, all that is your checkpoint. That's all it is. It got in a NASCAR. You pull over, check your tires, check your gas, make sure you're good, make sure you can finish this damn race.
Yeah, right,
that's
right,
all
right.
It is, man.
Yeah.
It's just checkpoints to allow you to know what people love about you. And you just keep doing it. It's that golf swing, man. Once you learn how to hit that ball straight up that fair, just straight, you know, all you got to do is remember how you did it.
Yeah.
And you can do it over and over again. You don't want to think about it no more.
Hey, JB,
I don't think about it no more.
A lot of people are asking about Real Husbands of Hollywood and working with Kevin Hart.
It's a fun damn show, man. That show right there, let me tell you something. That show was so damn fun, man. Those knuckleheads I worked with, You're talking about, I wish we had B-roll on that show also, aside from what we shot. Because the B-roll would show you how genuine, how silly we are, how petty we really are.
Yeah.
And, of course, we turned it up a lot for the show. But I'm going to tell you something, man. Even off camera, our natural characteristics come through, and it's so damn funny.
Who all was on the show, for people that didn't know?
Oh, Kevin Hart, myself, Boris Kodjo, Dwayne Martin, Nelly, myself.
Robin Thicke was on there.
Robin Thicke was on the show. Terry Crews popped into the show. I mean, it was truly, truly, truly a fun show to be a part of, man. And we always had a good damn time on Real Husbands of Hollywood, man. And we had some episodes, man, that make me cry laughing. I mean, it's some silliness going on.
I never got into it, but I got to check it out.
Kevin,
I never watched it.
You will be. Yeah. You will love it.
Okay.
Because it really is. I did, what, 3 of the 5 seasons?
Yeah.
I did, yeah. And because, you know, I had my curb schedule, so I couldn't do both. And I had another show. I balanced myself between my black shows and my white shows.
Gotta do a little black now.
Hey, tell you. I'm like, you know, it's like drinking chocolate milk, man. You put a little spoonful of that chocolate in that milk. You know what I mean? You mix it up. I got to keep myself stirred up.
Kevin Hart is one of the guys that we're able to see from, you know, coming here and for the improv grow up to a big, you know, a big star.
I knew Kevin for a long time, man. I knew Kevin when he first started.
And he was a hustler.
Yeah, man. I met him in Philadelphia years ago, man. Always been a hard worker, man, and willing to learn, and, you know, and that's a good thing about, you know, where he's at right now, because he got a chance to learn the craft and watch, you know, all these amazing comedians come up through Philadelphia and through, you know, through his career. And that's how you have growth.
No doubt. And he went through some rough patches. We knew him pretty well when he came here, and it wasn't all sunshine and lollipops.
It's not supposed to be.
It's not supposed to be.
Somehow you got to build character.
Yeah.
And your character has got to be built.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you have to have these moments, like I said, those seasons where you have to really find out what that golf swing is,
mm-hmm.
and once you figure that golf swing out, it's all good. Who remembers the losses when you win that golf swing or when that 3-point shot starts falling?
Yeah,
it's like, oh, he butter.
Smooth,
and you're gonna you'll be touring with another guy who, I mean, huge, but you had a little, you know, I haven't seen in a while, and that's Martin Lawrence. You'll be
man. We got the Lit AF tour that's coming out.
Martin played here not too long ago.
Yeah, we just saw him, and he crushed it.
Yo, man, Martin's dope, man. People forget that these, you know.
People forget.
A comic's a comic, you know what I mean? You know, and it's just repetition, man. You start getting your reps in, and it's, you know, you're back to where you're supposed to be at, man. And what's funny is funny, who you are is who you are, who you always been. So I'm looking forward to the tour, man. We're going to have a great time on the tour.
And when's that start?
I'm only on maybe
AB knows
12 of them,
yeah,
12 of the 40. They got a lot of dates coming up, but you know, because of me going back to curb in the spring and my own damn lollygagging tour,
yeah,
I got my own damn tour to do too. My Lotta Gaggin' tour, mixed with Martin's tour.
Hey, when you do it,
so my schedule's kind
of
crazy.
When you do Martin's tour, is that one of those things where you know Martin, so he invites you, or do management people get together and say, well, these two would draw well together?
I think what they do with these big tours like this is they need variety.
Yeah.
They got to try to cover all bases.
Regional, you know, as well, yeah.
And I think keeping the tour kind of varied as far as who's on it is cool because it gives a different flavor to every city.
Yeah, right, sure. Right.
You know, and then
bands,
you know,
are doing this too. You got
that's
the,
how you do it. Yeah, that's how you do it. So, most time it's the agents get together. But also, I know Martin very well.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah.
So I know Martin. I know everybody on the tour, and that's a good thing about when you do these tours. It becomes this thing where it's like a reunion, man. You hook.
Oh man, what a tour! Look at all those names.
Yeah, man, we got some great people on the tour, man.
Angel's got a question for JB Smooth, who will be at the Improv all weekend long.
Are there projects that you forget that you've done? There's a text that's come over a handful of times, and I don't know if you remember doing this, but I remember this video game, Grand Theft Auto, where you were the DJ for one of the stations, and you like put that over.
Oh,
like,
man.
That was one of the best radio stations on that game.
Is that Vice
City? Every day.
Yeah, GTA.
City. At least 10 times a day, I get a reference to the
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. At least 10 times a day. On Twitter,
crushed
on Instagram. People love it, man.
JB, you've done it all, it seems to be, but what haven't you done yet, brother? What's the thing that you and AB have talked about? Like, man, when we do this, then it's like, we did it, and it's, what's that last final thing? For me, it's working with Steven Spielberg. It's always been his kid. You've probably worked with Steven Spielberg, so I don't even know what it would be for you.
I need to slide into one of those action movies, man. I would love it. For some reason, I see myself chasing somebody, man, through traffic, like as a detective. I'm chasing somebody's ass. I want to chase them down.
Have you seen yourself run in film
slide
before?
Off car hoods and like kind of.
So
stuff.
You were serious with the Jason Bourne thing. You really did talk to Matt Damon about it.
I'm a good chaser. I'm a good chaser. I'll chase you, but I'm talking to you at the same time. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere, huh? I'm on you, boy. I'm on you, man. You ain't going nowhere. And when I catch it, I'm going to put this cap in your ass. Man, that scares.
That's good.
That scares people when you're chasing them.
I can see you a villain in a superhero movie.
I could be a superhero. I would love to be a villain.
The villains are
bad trash.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to be a villain, man. I had this villain idea named Sucker Punch.
I love him already.
He just keeps getting your guard down. He talks to you about, he asks you about how's your mom doing. And so you let your guard down, he just cocks you in the face every time. Yeah, he's crafty. Watch out for him. He's crafty.
JB, you got to stay on top of that one because someone's going to take that.
Trademark it, man.
Hey, man, I already did it already. It's one of my bits. It's still my bit. Let's put it out there.
But
it's
like,
there's a whole crew of them, though. I can't tell you all the members of this villain league. It's like 10 of them. They all got crazy names like that. I can't
be Big Slap.
I got a big one. I got a lot of them.
Big Slap.
One of them involves balls, so I won't tell you that. But it's a bunch of them. It's a bunch of them.
Will we see you tonight? Will we see it?
No.
It's a work in progress.
I don't plan my show. My show is...
For real.
You just go.
I love... Because every city is so different.
Yeah.
Every flavor is so different. And I got to... I work by what's given to me on stage. If it's a certain kind of curtain behind me, if there's no curtain behind me, if there's a brick wall behind me, there's a certain kind of stool, certain kind of microphone, certain kind of lighting, microphone got to be powerful. All these things play into what bit I'm going to do.
Because right.
If it's a powerful mic and I could do like this, boom, 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 I could do certain jokes with that. I could do certain bits with certain stages. It's just, I just like to...
It's an art. It's an art.
It really is.
I love hearing you say that, man.
It's a
palette. It's your palette. Yeah.
That's
cool. You're in the moment with your audience, with how you feel.
You're dropping
that night.
Dimes right now, bro.
But this is all stuff you can use in your stand-up life, in your acting life, in your real life,
business life,
business life, because. You know, I tell anybody in the world, man, no matter what you do in life, take a damn improv class. If you're a realtor and you want to be able to change gears, read a person's energy, this person ain't going to buy this damn house. You got to sit there and change gears and make them buy that damn house.
Yeah.
I didn't show you the basement yet. and you do that right there. I didn't show you the basement yet. What you do that right there? They think the basement, how many square feet is this damn basement? So like this, Jesus, how big is this basement? So all that is just little things.
Are you big on social media?
I'm big, man, but I'm telling you. Here's the way I see it.
Okay.
So it's mean it's huge. Don't get me wrong. It's huge. But I always feel like this. There's TV famous, and there's social media famous, and who's to say they don't play their own part?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're talking about, man, look, millions of people watch Curb around the world. They're going to get in contact with me at some point.
Right, right, right.
I get tweets and messages from Ireland and Australia.
India, Jimmy Smooth.
London, everywhere, every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things where I just don't like to consume myself with it every minute. I don't like people to know every move.
Right, right, right.
I'm blowing my nose, where I'm using the bathroom at, every second of my damn day. I'm telling you about me. I'm never going to step on nobody's toes because I'm very cool.
You're smooth.
Satisfied being a good B actor. I told Howard Stern this. I told Howard Stern this.
The king.
You want to be able to eat spaghetti on an outdoor patio in a restaurant, outside a restaurant. Because once you become too famous, people are going to catch you eating that damn spaghetti and slurping that spaghetti up because you can't have no privacy.
Right.
I want to be able to eat spaghetti on a patio outside some nice Italian restaurant without someone taking a photo of me and looking at my dumb ass face eating that damn spaghetti. You know what I'm saying?
JB's
I can still go places.
He's going to be at the improv all weekend long. Thank you so much for coming in, JB. It was an absolute pleasure. Everybody loved you being here. You'll be able to see it on our website and on our YouTube channel. Thank you so much, JB.
Amazing,
all right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Cold sweats and wet dreams on how to get green. Our faith is all in the cheap. Black souls, raw and they deep. Hype's trying to talk with no teeth. Shorty.
Wow, man, our texting service. Well, you can text us at 77031. That's 77031, and we'll text you back sometimes. But during the last couple segments, we weren't really able to because we had JB Smoove in here,
and he
was one of those guys that, you know, sometimes people come in and they're underwhelmed.
Yeah.
Ari Spears. When Ari Spears came in, he was kind of underwhelmed. And then he started talking and he kind of woke up and I enjoyed his interview.
Yeah.
But JB Smoove walks in and the room lights up.
Yeah. He's a star.
He had star quality. And you know what? I'll tell you one thing. I didn't realize until the very end. He wore his sunglasses the whole time.
Yeah.
And that normally bothers me.
Right, yeah.
But it didn't bother me with him.
No.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, whatever. He's JB Smoove.
It's like part of him.
And here's the thing, guys. Sunglasses are an accessory. It's part of the outfit.
You know?
It's part of the look as much as a belt or anything else.
Right.
You know, but I get it. Some people don't like the sunglasses in. I think it looks cool.
Yeah, with some people, though, you could tell they're just trying to be cool. And I don't think JB Smoove was trying to be cool.
He just is cool.
He's just cool, you know?
He seems like himself. He lit up the room from the time he came in. Well, I got in on the third, but until the time he left. And I'm just sad that I didn't ask him if he liked blue cheese.
I was about to say, I was wondering, you felt... There's something Jeff normally, walks over with that little broken down card.
Yeah, and bring an old card. It's
an old card.
It's one he's used before.
One free drink at the big rock.
Well, no free drinks.
Don't step in your bounds.
Yeah, that's something ridiculous.
Crazy son, bitch.
He'll go up to celebrity, which you know they're busy all weekend.
Yeah.
They're not going to drive all the way out of Kissimmee.
Some have. Which I will tell you the one.
Who did?
Which one?
The girl that was the third incarnation of the Power Rangers. They showed up.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that really cute girl?
She's not a comedian, dude.
Oh.
Who? Who are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. The Power Ranger girl. She was really cute. Y'all loved her.
Is she the one that you know worked today? That one?
No.
She's American. Wasn't a comedian. She's,
It wasn't a comic. It was...
No, it wasn't. But here's the deal. Some of them will show up. Not one. Here's the deal. How do you know unless you try?
Right?
You're the guy that says, hey, you gotta go out there. Put it out there.
Every time I would do it, too.
I just love that... When Jeff Howe's way of hooking him in is to tell him about his mom's blue cheese dresses.
It's awesome blue cheese. It's really good.
It's not that, hey, look, I'm a performer.
It doesn't even taste like blue cheese.
There's great food. They got drinks. No, my mom makes blue cheese dressing.
I know what happened
because
I heard you during the break. We were talking, but Jeff leaned over and goes, hey, just a quick question. You like blue cheese? And JB was like, no, no. He's like, oh, why? He's like, oh, nothing.
You know, but he did. He looked like he could have liked blue cheese. And you know, in my mind, blue cheese is awesome.
I heard, Jeff. I heard. Club,
and you still haven't brought any. You still.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know y'all
we're
wanted
pumping
some.
You know up. Your blue cheese.
We'll turn food down.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story. A bunch of vegans
Okay, do I just bring blue cheese?
No, you bring the wings, too.
Okay, hey, crap.
How about feed us?
I will feed you guys.
You
next
feed
week,
us.
I will feed you guys. And I won't
that's
even charge you.
That's money out of your pocket.
I'm doing it because you guys have supported me. I'm supporting you. Now, 5 wings apiece.
Remember this Walmart Great Value hot dogs and burgers?
Oh,
They're like, they don't even sell burgers. I got everybody. A pack of hot dogs.
Yeah. No, I'll bring it next. I promise next week.
Okay. All right.
You're not going to do it.
We got that. I bet I do.
You promised,
you better
Jeff,
write it down. No, I am writing
you
it
promised.
Down because my brain is crap.
Oh, I know.
My brain is gone. I used to be a smart guy. Well, it ain't
but
happening.
Now, but now you have, when you own your own business,
yes.
And especially your own bar, there's so much to do. I don't know who talked you into this, but
me.
It makes me laugh.
Yeah, I know.
Because you used to be so carefree.
Whoever talked me into it should be sales manager for Clear Channel. Yeah. I want to tell you, what the hell was I thinking?
You're working harder now than
I've ever worked in my life.
And you're what is it? This is not the twilight of your life, but
no,
it's...
it is. I'm dying.
Oh, that's sad.
If I make it to 2020, then I'll be happy.
Okay. All right. When are you thinking of retiring? Do you ever think you'll retire?
Well, I looked at the numbers the other day.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 2068.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got a good chance, maybe 69.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Nope. 69.
But anyway, yeah, it is good. And we do have good blue cheese over there.
That's what I hear.
We'll try it one day.
I've heard. See, this is what happens to me. I get distracted. I was going to write it down.
Put it in your calendar
I'm
right
doing
now.
It right
yeah,
now.
But Jeff has Jeff doesn't even have a calendar. That's one of those pen
flip
pockets.
Phone. Oh, no.
That's a Palm Pilot.
It is.
Yes. Have you thought about the twilight of your years? And how long you'll make it to and all that kind of stuff. Have you thought about what you want them to do with you once you... do you want to be buried? Do you want to be put in a mausoleum?
No,
I want to be put in my mom's blue cheese. I want to be a crumple.
Yeah, I will tell you, that would be awesome, man. If you could preserve blue cheese, oh my God.
That's awesome.
I always dreamed of being a little crumple.
Yeah.
There's a lot of new creative ways of things that people are doing now.
Yeah.
And one of them is human ashes are being turned into diamonds.
Really?
So that's cool.
So let's say if you're, God forbid, your wife passes away or your husband passed away or whatever, there are all kinds of things you can do these days. Like you can have them turn into a tree. There's a way that you can mix a person in with some sort of
seed or whatever.
You can grow them a tree.
Wow.
And then now they've got where you can make them into a diamond.
Wow.
Would you like that?
Sure. I don't. Mine will probably only make it to an opal or a rhinestone or something like that.
You should probably have a tree.
A tree?
Yeah.
A Jeff Howell tree.
Okay.
What would a Jeff Howell tree look like?
Something in a Shel Silverstein book, for
sure. And whatever,
like a very simple tree.
Like a weeping willow?
Yeah, but whatever tree it is has to have saggy balls.
Damn, man.
It's saggy ball tree. How do you put those on a tree, man?
I don't know, but I'd figure it out. But that's a Jeff Howell tree.
They're knots. You know, knots on a tree?
Those little knots.
Yeah.
Little balls.
Yeah. That's it.
It's a beautiful tree.
How about a whole grove? How about the poor immigrants that come in and have to pick those?
We gotta pick these Jeff Howell ball tree.
It's the worst gig ever.
We're going back to Guatemala.
Well, yeah, look, better conditions.
How about you, Savannah? Do you know how you want
to pick the ball tree?
No. Would you want to be?
I'm so thrown off right now.
Would you want to be cremated and turned into diamonds? Would you want to be fed to the alligators?
Fed to the crocodiles.
Crocodiles.
Yeah.
That's probably gonna happen anyway.
Your wishes come true sometimes. Yeah.
I want to be sprinkled on mojo pork and thrown in.
But I don't want to be put in a grinder, right? I want it to be my full body thrown in.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Because that's seriously. Morbid.
And then that'll be your last Instagram post.
Yeah,
can we put that on our YouTube channel?
Yeah. I was going to say, alligators are only so hungry.
There's only so many alligators in Gatorland.
I'm good, Doc. I got up to the calf.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord.
My feet ain't that big. Look, I'm dedicated to my job, so my last act of anything that I do should be that I was getting fed off to my favorite animals.
I bet there's a lot of people that agree. A lot of people at Gatorland are like, eh.
Damn, that would be crazy footage.
Huh?
Like your body just being thrown around by.
Oh,
and they're like,
God.
And the Gator's like, finally!
What, Savannah,
oh, God, finally!
What if they threw you in and out of respect, they all just kind of cleared
oh,
and you just laid there and you rotted for 3 years because they wouldn't eat you?
And they kept looking at each other like, you gonna eat that bitch? I ain't eating that bitch.
You first.
You gonna eat that bitch?
Give it to Mikey.
And the vultures are like, look, man, I'm good, too.
All right, listen.
The tattoo ink.
When we come back, Angel's going to bring you the ones and twos. The number one and number two song in all the land, so you know what's cool. It's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. On the land. And let me tell you something that I didn't really realize this morning is while we had JB Smoove in, and it is Smoove. People were dogging me saying I was saying it wrong. It's not Smoove. It's Smoove with a V.
Really?
Yeah, JB Smoove. But while we were doing the live YouTube channel thing, when we were on during the break, you know, when we go during the break, we say whatever we want. We were actually live then, too.
That ain't right.
Like, we didn't realize.
So, I don't like that.
So we all were talking.
Oh, really?
I don't know what I might have said.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, blue cheese recipe.
I'm giving it out.
Honestly, yeah. Guys, well, the blue cheese recipe was given out during that break.
All of that, even the uncensored stuff, is on our YouTube channel now. Go to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. And I've got live JB Smoove with Monsters in the morning. And then also we have, let's see here, Twerk Morning from Angel. Of course, it's Friday, but he wasn't in yesterday, so he put Twerk Morning up, which is awesome. That's he's just back from Atlanta. And I also have Sports Illustrated swimsuit models doing a twerk off.
Oh, a yeah. Twerk off is what they do in Turkey.
And we've got Monster Comic of the Year Round 1 live start last night. That's up. And also Savannah's Farmers Only profile picture.
What? Hold on. Stop the clock.
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
Okay.
You need to contact them.
I needed a new dating site.
Yeah, so you went to Farmers Only.
I was
only.
Over Tinder. I was over Grindr. I was over Squirt.
Uh-huh.
Squirt.
That's another one. Mm. Might not be up your alley, but it is one. So, anyways. Ooh. I found a new home. Uh-huh. I made myself a profile on farmersonly.com.
Well, wait, I don't see. All I see is the video from the bathroom.
That was my picture. That's my picture that's on my Farmers Only profile.
You waving in the bathroom? That's it?
No, that ain't what's up there.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, maybe I messed up.
Is that your profile picture on farmersonly.com?
No!
You waving by a urinal? If it's you waving by a urinal, that'll probably do pretty good, Savannah.
I put up the wrong stuff.
I'm glad I checked for you there. You might want to change that out, Savannah.
Don't tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me.
You're right. Okay, just do what you want. Whatever.
I messed up.
Yeah, Farmers Only will love that. You waving in a bathroom. That's good.
Not sure if that's sending the right message.
No. Leave it. I can do it myself. Yeah. You let her do what she wants to do.
Oh, my God. I don't know how to fix it even. Where's Amanda?
So how did you in the bathroom, how did that happen?
I mean, don't know.
She forgot to wash her hands after she worked.
Oh.
So she came last night to the comedy show. Hands still had, alligator poopy on them or whatever. She cutting meat, whatever she does.
Blood.
And so she went in to wash her hands.
So
they didn't have any soap, but they had water. And she decided to film the bathroom.
First I sat my phone down because I didn't want it to get wet. So I sat it up high,
right,
which happened to be on a ledge. Then as I was trying to wash my hands, I was like, I might as well record this. It might be funny. And then the women started coming out of the stalls.
Oh.
That's when it got hot.
I thought farmers only will love this.
No, that's not even how it happened. If you... I don't understand why that's like
that. Are you frustrated?
Now, I'm frustrated now, right now.
Can I ask a question? Is farmers, are they talking about real farmers, or yes. is that a hip name?
It's real
Jeff,
farmers, and yes. it's farmers
it's
only,
not...
and women
that's
will
a hip name.
Go looking for just a farmer. As a matter of fact, I have a cousin that did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing well?
Farmers only is a hip name to call them farmers only.
Yeah, okay. I got you.
All these hip terms, these groovy terms.
Well, you never know. You know, you kids.
Today.
I can't keep up.
I love the commercials for FarmersOnly.com. I love the way that they ride off together on a tractor into the sunset. And it seems like
is
a good
Is that a
place.
Romantic notion for you?
With the right photos, you could clean up on Farmers Only, Savannah. But then,
oh my
but
gosh.
You waving in a
urinal.
In the bathroom, probably not the... But you do what you want.
But there was a picture, and I I don't know what happened to the picture.
Yeah, I know what happened to it. You have to put it in a different file. I see what you did. I saw the picture. If you click, what you click on, right, that's the one you put up, right?
That's a good picture.
Wait, let me
see. The thumbnail?
Yeah, with that's
the,
my
thumbnail. Yeah, there's two separate places to put it. You put it in the attachment.
Put it right here.
Hey, put this right there. At least I know how to put up a damn thumbnail.
That that picture that you have there as the thumbnail, yeah. that will kill on FarmersOnly.com.
There's some tech guy at Farmers Only going, oh, my God, we got this one profile that's going yeah. through the roof. The hell? Yeah.
He goes, look, I don't know how clean her hands are, but she looks like she can throw hay.
Yeah. We're putting her directly in the sturdy bitch genre.
you look like L.A. May Clampett holding a gator is what you look like.
She looks a little more like Jeff Green.
I'm going to try to fix this. I want to fix it. I can't believe I blew it like that.
I know, easy. HTML.
All you got to do is just put that same picture in another thing underneath your video.
I'm trying to do that right now.
Blog of Molly will help you, I'm sure. All right, now it's time for Angel to bring you the ones and twos, the number one and number two song in all the land.
Yes, indeed.
All that crap's on our website, by the way.
Ones and twos are brought to you by my great friends over there at Slow and Low Barbecue. Joel and Nicole, I hope you guys are feeling better. They got taken down by the flu, but I'm sure they're feeling better. We're going to get fed by them here shortly.
They were supposed to bring us some barbecue.
Yeah, they were under the weather.
I'm so sorry.
It's heating up. So before you head out to the beach while you're at Cocoa Beach, go by Slow and Low Barbecue. They have live music Thursday through Sunday night and great drink specials. The perfect place to hang out by the beach is Slow and Low Barbecue in Cocoa Beach and Vieira. Ones and twos, we use iTunes for that because it usually reflects the music that's being bought or moving around. Staying steady at number two this week.
Hey. Drake, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm learning. See, I wouldn't know that if it worked for the ones and twos.
I like that, Russ. My favorite song right now.
This is from the Scary Hours EP. What we learn about Drake in this is that he's a lonely, sensitive guy.
Bad things. It's bad a lot thing. Of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me.
So he's coming in at number two. And then,
I don't like that song. Should be my
Moses' favorite guy.
Oh, yeah, love. Toasty. Listen to him sing here.
This is Post Malone.
Post Malone. Nice. A track is called Psycho. It features Ty Dolla Sign.
This power right here, let's rock.
I like this one better than the Drake one.
It's funny about Post Malone, as a lot of people here locally, have connections with him. He used to go out to karaoke nights and destroy.
That's him singing?
Because, you know, his look is, you know, all tatted up and everything. Yep. And then
he looks
like
Ralph the dog from the Muppet Babies.
And then you see this kid singing up there, and his genre of music that's one of his favorites is 90s alt-rock kind of stuff. Oh. And so he would go around town, Melbourne, Orlando. I've heard different stories where people walking in, I was like, yeah, so this karaoke night, that dude that's famous, Post Malone, yeah, he crushed it this night.
Miguel knows him. And I actually, to be honest, he's one of these guys that I wasn't a fan of at first. I kind of judged him.
I think it's Miguel that told me that story.
Yeah. And I judged him at first. I was like, oh, who's this guy? Like, his song's kind of weak. And then I hear his album, and it's so unique. And it's he plays guitar. Yeah. He plays every instrument.
Yeah.
Really good artist.
I went to a bar in L.A. at the Hilton at the airport, and a girl in a sequin short dress playing a full piano with a drum machine, dancing while she's doing this, had a great voice and everything. I said, that girl's really good. Everything. Tori Amos.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Tori, she was very nice. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That's just the thing. You see
Did
somebody.
Did you make out with her?
No.
She's not your. I don't think you're on her right alley.
I'm not her blue cheese. Yeah.
Oh. Maybe Jeffina.
Yeah. I think your farmer pick would get her in, man.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going on to the country genre. This is Kane Brown with his debut album, Kane Brown, and this is Heaven.
I like the song.
Lying next to you in this bed with you.
Made it from YouTube. It was a YouTube star,
right?
And got a deal. And almost every song has been in the top five, and he's had some number one hits. I like him a lot, and his album is great.
YouTube, huh? I gotta get the Red Dog Pub on YouTube.
Coming in,
this is his voice. And he's the one that's, he's got a black mom, a white dad, and
biracial family.
That's awesome.
Coming in at number one.
I like it.
Jason Aldean.
You're my sunshine in the darkest days. My better half, my saving grace. You make me who I want to be. You make it easy.
I read an article the other day. He still is really... really disturbed by what happened.
By what happened out there in Las Vegas.
It's really affected him horribly. He was on stage when it happened. Those were his fans.
Oh, right,
and it's totally, really, really, really devastating.
On a different note, the song right there, you can see the effect that Chris Stapleton has had on music.
We can go back to
soul singing.
All right, we're going to move it on and go to the rock genre. And this is a welcome return from a band from the 90s. I've decided to get back together and record some music.
I'm scared.
Was it a rock and roll?
Case Choice?
The Breeders.
I was close.
Nervous Mary is the name of the track. So that's Breeders. Their new album's called All Nerve, and that was All Mary. And then number one.
Yeah.
Come on.
This is rock.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave it all out there dry.
What is this?
I'm gonna leave rock. It all out there.
Sounds country to me.
Yeah, it does.
You guys remember these guys? This is Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats.
Yeah.
This is their follow-up album to that. This is You Worry Me.
And their last song made a big sound like a 50s thing, right?
Yeah. Isn't that the guy from Harry Potter?
No. I was going to get it.
Yeah, and that last song was You Son of a Bitch.
This is the last time we heard them. This is the song that we heard.
What a difference. Seriously, huge difference of song.
Oh, okay. This is
the same group. Yeah. This is a couple years ago when they broke.
Good clapping going.
Yeah, it's stomping.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand.
Where are they from?
I'm gonna need
Denver, believe it or not.
To hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care.
So they couldn't play for a football team in Texas.
My body. I'm trying to get to the chorus of it.
Yeah, I like when he screams.
I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn.
Oh.
Son of a. Give me a drink.
And then to go from that to this song. Right. Yeah, wow.
Good for them. Good for them taking a chance. Like
yeah,
that,
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a couple of my picks. These are the songs that I want you to check out or keep an eye out for.
I have great insight.
A great album that's getting ready to be dropped. This is the first single that they dropped off this. It's a compilation album. It's called Johnny Cash Forever Words. And they grabbed a bunch of modern-day artists and had them reinterpret Johnny Cash's songs. The first single off this, if you instantly should know this.
Chris Cornell? Wow.
There were times of lots of laughter.
voice.
It just reminds you how much you miss him.
Yeah, man.
Loving easy, kind and true. And I suppose you never doubted that we were all together fine. You never really knew my mind.
You what the hell, man?
Damn it, man!
How do we? How is he gone, and we still have the situation? You know, how is he?
That's a good question.
How is he gone?
All right, so guys, keep an eye out for this album. Again, it's Johnny Cash, Forever Words. The first single they dropped off that is Chris Cornell doing You Never Knew My Mind. And there, it's basically modern artists reinterpreting Johnny Cash songs. Right?
Wow, that's really cool.
Another track I want you to check out.
That's a Johnny Cash song?
No. It's Churches Is My Enemy.
Walk the line, walk the line. If you could show me love, if I could stop remembering all that time that she's done.
So it's a new album from Churches. It's Love Is Dead and This Is My Enemy, and it features Matt Berninger. Again, it's more of a poppy side of that.
I hear kids take Quaaludes and listen to that.
You can't find them like you used to.
You can't. Yeah, they're Xanax now.
Yeah, and Cam Cosby cornered the market, man.
On the heels of on the heels of just coming back from Atlanta. There's another Atlanta story I forgot to tell you guys. Remind me to tell you. My experience or one of my adventures are going out to late night eating, and a gentleman asked me how I acquired my vehicle. It was fascinating. But if you guys get a chance, go check out Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, and it's the album Who Built the Moon. And that night that I saw him, he dedicated this song to his wife after the verbal attack by his younger brother.
Oh. Liam, right?
Liam.
Liam Gallagher said that,
she's
Noel Gallagher's wife is the reason they broke up.
Oh, really?
Wow.
That they're not back together, Oasis.
That they're not. Oh, no.
She's the Yoko.
And he dedicated this to her?
Yeah, right. Like, and it's again... He normally wouldn't do that kind of thing.
Right.
And right before he goes on, is like, I dedicate this to my wife. And everyone in the audience knew what was going on, you know?
Is that her singing?
No, that's him.
Oh. Sounds like a girl. It's,
Don't you dare diss...
Amanda's gonna punch you in the face.
I bet he didn't spit blood one time, did he?
That's the ones and twos brought to you by Slow and Low Barbecue.
And tonight you'll be doing it's Angel. What the hell's Angel listening to from 10 till midnight? And anything special tonight?
No, I haven't really thought about it yet, so I usually will wait for some kind
of last minute thing.
Yeah.
It's live radio. He plays what he wants. No one tells him what to play, and it's usually stuff that's unusual you haven't heard before, and it's very cool. So that'll be tonight from 10 until midnight right here on Real Radio 104.1. Hey, and another big congratulations and thank you to Tony Black, who won the first round of the Monster Comic of the Year competition last night. But everybody was really good. Sarah Geimer, she was awesome. Carmen Vallone was great. Sean Philippe was awesome. And Joe Neal Brunner, man, he brought it. Every comic was great last night. Thanked all of them. You want to thank all of them for being a part of it. And we were going to see some of these people also. Tony Black won, but we're going to see some of these other folks as well.
No doubt.
Just enjoyed meeting them and talking to them, and they're very interesting. So thanks to all of them for being a part of the Monster Comic of the Year competition. In 2 weeks, we have another round. You want to be there because it's a lot of fun, and you'll be a part of Monster History. We're going to pick a new Monster Comic of the Year, so you'll be able to meet these people as we meet them, and just go to monsters.fm and tickets are available for that show. I think they're already available now, right?
Yeah,
for
the next show? Absolutely. Yeah.
For the next show, so you can do that. All right, when we come back, it's time for Savannah the Gator Entertainer.
Hey. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Doesn't matter if you're
2 to Los Angeles for the iHeartRadio Music Awards is just a few minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
From Real Radio.
Hey, Jeff Howe, I'd like you to come out to the Red Dog Pub, which is out in Kissimmee.
Yes.
And try the blue cheese dressing.
Yeah, the blue cheese dressing, and we got music, too.
Jeff Howe, there you go.
Jeff Howe tonight, Quick Change Band on Saturday night, and Sunday Acoustic with Jeff Howe. Plus, our one-year anniversary will be a week from this Saturday on March 10th, and we're going to have all kinds of specials, bands, Heart Attack Down, and Jeff Howe. Come and see us, Red Dog Pub.
So you're performing tonight?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Awesome. House of Blues last night and tonight. Red Dog Pub.
Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos, Jeff Howe, and now it's time for Savannah, the Gator Entertainer.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey!
This segment is being brought to you by Gatorland.com and my upcoming TED Talk that is not confirmed yet, but I'm just going to keep talking about it until it happens. Because I believe in it, and what kind of positivity I'm putting out there is what's going to come back to me. So can't wait till I get to do my TED Talk. It's going to be amazing. Go to Gatorland.com right now and book all the fun things you want to do. It's turning into really busy season there. So if you want to do a zip line, if you want to do a trainer for a day, all those things you might want to do, you gotta book it now. So go to Gatorland.com. Check out our vlogs on YouTube. It's Gatorland Vlogs. Why do I feel like I'm screaming?
Because you are. You always
scream. That's the way
you
talk.
Well, I don't mean to be screaming.
You get
I'm
excited.
In a really good mood.
It's because you're excited.
I know, that's right. I do get excited. I get excited really easy.
And you have fun. When you have fun, you scream.
Yeah. Met a family from South Carolina at Gatorland yesterday. From North Carolina at Gatorland yesterday. Woo-hoo! Little boy came up to the fence, and I said, hey. And he said, girls can't do what you're doing.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, that's a little South Carolina for you. So
North Carolina.
So a little North Carolina for you. So there's a vlog up right now on Gatorland Vlogs on YouTube. If you guys want to go check how that ended up being. Because, you know, sometimes I'm not as nice as everybody else.
You know that everybody, the first thing they think of is how nice you are.
I thought so.
I think so.
I think they think... Damn, that's a big, nice girl.
That's exactly, yeah. BNG.
She's
a BNG.
So, let's talk about FarmersOnly.com.
All right.
Can you talk about that for a minute?
Sure.
So, I tried Grindr.
Didn't work.
I tried, what's the other
Tinder,
one?
Tinder.
Well, Grindr was for, isn't Grindr just for gay dudes?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's why it didn't work.
I'm amazed you didn't do well on that.
I would have thought you cleaned up on it.
I'm sure a couple of those guys were like, enough with the drag queens on here.
I've been through all these dating sites. Nothing seems to work out yet. And other than going to church every Sunday and trying to meet somebody at church.
That's a good idea.
Which was cool when I was in California and all the people at church were like in rehab and they were all really cool and hot, like skateboarders and musicians and stuff like that. I don't know what the lot here in Orlando would be. Maybe like ex-boy band members and whatever.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm not really down with that. So I went to the place where I know I could find a common bond, a common thread that would weave me into the hearts of the people.
Yeah.
FarmersOnly.com. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what they are, it's for people that want to go out with farmers because they dig dirt and they like stuff like that. And that's right up my alley. And their song goes like this.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
Oh, man, that was beautiful. Your voice.
like an angel.
Like a damn angel with cloud wings eating coffee.
Like a siren.
You're the notorious BNG.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to check out my FarmersOnly.com profile pic, you can. It's on Real Radio. What's the website?
Monsters.fm.
There you go.
Okay.
First, what I had to do was I had to go through a series of questions because they want to get to know you, right?
Yeah, sure.
So, kind of like when someone from college goes into the NFL and they do the combine.
Right.
Well, there's a combine in farming, too. I don't know if you guys knew that or
That's
not.
That's true.
Yes.
So,
not sure if it's the same combine.
Yeah.
So, you don't go to the NFL, but you become what I am, which is an OFL.
What's that?
One fine lady.
Oh.
One fine lady.
OFL.
That's what you're looking at.
There's
lots of questions, kind of like an IQ test, where there are questions that keep you on task and make sure you're answering correct all the time.
Yeah.
And then there are other questions, like, here's a good question. First question out of the gate, how many corn cobs can you eat? Corn cobs. Can you eat a whole corn a cob? A cob of corn?
Well, and then the corn cob used to do something else with. You mean?
What are you doing? Wait, you eat
the kernels. You don't eat the cob.
You do other things with the cob.
What are you doing over there, dude?
I know y'all were hungry when you were growing up.
I need to know Russ's story, and then we need to get back to my bit. What are you doing with corn cobs?
They used to use corn cob to wipe your buttocks. That's what you did with corn
cob. Who did that?
Oh, my God, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. That was huge.
Back in the 20s, that's how you did it. They
he points right to Jeff. And Jeff, without it being, was like, absolutely.
Jeff knows. Well, they had outhouses.
Yes.
And a lot of people, you know, they just didn't think about making toilet paper.
Right.
So we got all these corn cobs.
Yeah, you used whatever you had, and the corn cobs seemed, they're abrasive.
That's not what I meant.
Okay.
I don't think that question seems like it could go bad real quickly.
Oh,
yeah.
When I say how many corn cobs can you eat, I mean while the kernels are still on it.
So you mean how many
corn on the cob?
How many corn on the cobs can you eat?
How many cobs of corn?
There you go.
How many cobs of corn?
How many corns on the cob?
No, how many cobs of corn?
How much corn can you eat off the cob?
I can eat all of it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I put in like 10, which I thought was an average number.
Yeah.
You know, if you go out to the Zellwood Corn Festival and they've got that really good corn, you dip it in the butter. Ooh, that is good.
Uh-huh. I know.
You got me hungry for corn.
It's a different.
Sorry, we digress.
You might date a corn farmer just to keep his product up and going.
Okay, so next thing is, next question: how much weight can you lift in a dead squat on a slippery floor?
Ooh,
why would you need that? Well,
if it's anywhere between 130 and 175 pounds, me and you's taking a shower together.
Yes!
That's a big in between there.
So what you're saying is I have to put in a severe workout in order to have dangerous shower sex with you.
Yeah. I'm still in the running.
Careful!
Angel's
in.
Yeah, I'm still in the running.
Just to get her in the shower, you gotta pick her up. Drag her in there.
Now I need your foot to position against this soap holder.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I got the mat with the suction cups on the bottom.
Steady!
Okay, how long do we do this?
And how slippery is this goddamn floor?
Are you guys done?
Nope.
Because I'm bored.
Oh, come on.
Next question.
I don't want y'all having fun during my segment.
That's me.
I dictate the laughs.
What are your thoughts on crop dusting? Because I like it. I think it's okay if I do it if you're watching TV. But if you do it, I'll punch you in your face.
Disgusting.
Oh, this is like one-sided.
Now, real farmers do the real crop dusting. They fly in a plane and they crop their own dust.
You know about crop dusting.
You mean the other one.
Don't act like you don't know.
That's one of those hip kid terms.
Trying to figure out which one you mean. Explain it to Jeff Howe.
Either or, I'll punch you.
Yes, explain in detail what is crop dusting.
You don't know what crop dusting
is?
I'll tell you in the break. I don't have time to tell you right now.
It's basically when you fart and you walk by somebody and then that's
called crop dust.
Yeah. Oh. Like, you get up, you're going to get a drink, and you're like, oh, wait a second, and you walk right by
and
the
don't
person,
claim it.
And you don't claim it, and all of a sudden, pakata, right in the nose.
But Savannah, this might be confusing on farmersonly.com because a real farmer might think you're talking about flying a plane and doing the real crop dust.
I can fly a plane and crop dust all at the same time.
Yeah, I did it on Delta the other day.
Okay. I'll crop dust it, I'll eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll fly to Cuba.
Next question is, do you know the difference between collard greens and kale? And I can say for sure I know the difference because collard greens are for vinegar and maybe some hot peppers, and they make you strong. And the people that eat collard greens are badass, hard labor working people in the world. Right. And kale, well, I can't say it. You say it, Carlos.
They're pussies.
Pretty much what he said. I can't say that word anymore.
Kale. That's the stuff that comes with steak.
How many pairs of overalls do you own?
Ooh.
I personally already own 4.
Oh, my God.
And I have another pair from Carhartt on order from Tractor Supply Company. Tractor Supply Company has the best clothes of any place.
That's what every girl I know says.
Tractor Supply Company.
That's a fun store.
The Tractor Supply Company.
I would love to bag on you on this. That's a fun store.
Yeah, it is. And they have really, really cool stuff at the Tractor. Like a fancy polo that says Kiss My Bass. Like,
ingenious things that you didn't realize that you needed in your life until you saw it. And you're like, yes, I need that bottle opener. That also doubles as a spittoon.
So yeah. That's Tractor Supply Company.
Tractor Supply Company, yeah.
I also get my panties there. They are thorough and tough.
I'm a big fan of Tractor Supply Company. I have an account that stays open at Tractor Supply Company. That's where I got my America boots, and I'm going to get a new hat from Tractor Supply Company because my old hat is cutting my hair out.
I'll bring you back $20 next week. I'll pay this off.
And about my panties, burlap softens after the third wash.
Did my own potato sack rice. In my
gross.
Pants. I know what that means.
How many cows can you milk?
You mean at one time?
No, wait. What? Can you milk a cow?
Can you milk a cow?
Okay, is this another hip kid term?
No, it's not. Can anybody on this show milk a cow?
I have before.
Like,
one
can
of
you just walk up to it and
have.
Milk it? Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they showed me how to do it out at that farm for kids or whatever. So
yeah.
I think I can, yeah.
Carlos?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeff?
I'm willing to try.
Angel?
No.
I get the feeling ain't none of y'all really milked cows before, so you're all off farmersonly.com. I just banned you from the website.
Okay.
Banned you from the website.
Is this like a big boob thing? Because if that's it, the case, I'm good at that.
No, it's not. It was not double entendre. Okay.
Double entendre.
Don't call him up.
Do you dip? That's a question that's on there, and it's for girls and boys.
I put my hand up on my hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
And the final question, which I thought was really good considering what happened last night. You want to see what happened last night in the bathroom at the Abbey. You can see it. It's on realradio.fm.
Monsters.fm.
Yeah. Is how often do you shower? See, here's the thing that's happening in the world right now.
Okay,
what's happening in the world, Savannah?
Because when we need shower info, we all go to Savannah.
That's right. Yeah.
Are you T-Motion?
Hell yeah, hashtag T-Motion.
Every time you shower and that soap you use goes down the drain, it goes out eventually into the ocean.
Does
and
it
it's
really?
Killing T-Motion.
Is that true?
That's why you need to shower less. Or just rinse off. You can just rinse off and be okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, now you know.
Now you know. How about I guess I'm a rinser now?
Russ?
Yeah.
How many times do you shower a day?
Only twice a day.
Oh, God.
Seriously, twice?
Yeah. If I wake up in the morning to wake me up, and then if I work out during the day, which I usually do, after I work out. So twice a day, yes.
So in the mornings when you take a shower, it wakes you up?
It does. Wakes me up. You feel good and fresh.
It
ready
makes
to go.
Me sleepy.
Do you know how much Chinese boner oil Russ has to wash off in the morning? This guy coats himself in the morning and
it's a film. It's a film. It's a lather. It takes
me. Okay, listen, you.
It's heavy duty work to get that off.
You know, you drink it. You don't rub it on.
That's what you're supposed to do. And look at you. You've got so far that you're actually rubbing it in your pores.
That's my problem.
Chinese boner pill in my T-zone.
Jeff?
Yes?
How many showers do you take a day?
Four.
Damn. That's lies.
No. One to get clean, and then, the whole person, and then the other three are for when the corn cobs don't take care of it.
Angel, how many showers a day?
Sorry.
I feel like Angel's going to be a little bit more on my side.
Once.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what. I don't even shower once a day, because you know what I like? I like to take a bath.
Yeah.
I don't love to get in the bathtub.
I like to
once a week, whether I need it or not.
Hell yeah. I like to stew in Savannah soup.
I like to take a bath, and I like to put bubbles in it, and I'm just going to go ahead and tell you guys, I got some of that soap that writes on the walls, and I'll make a graffiti party in my bathtub all the time. It is like one of the most fun things to do.
And I don't doubt it a bit.
I've been looking for a photographer to come over and do some photos.
Oh, Wayne Sisok. He was there last night.
Oh, yeah. He'll do it.
Yeah.
He'll be glad to do it.
I'm thinking a dead squat some.
To take some photos of me
when I
color the bathtub. I think Megan should do it. I think she should do it.
I bet
half that. We'll put them all up on the website.
Sure.
I bet half that soap graffiti is Domino's Pizza 407.
I always sit in here and forget.
But here's the thing. I want to do it at your house because I bet you got a prettier bathtub than
Now she's invited herself to come over and take a bath in your bathtub.
And at the same time, I am going to take a dump.
you'll need a pressure washer when she's done.
Yes. Yeah.
It's called crop bombing.
Yeah. Gross. Anyways, if you are interested in going on a date with me, you can check out my profile on farmersonly.com. And the picture is at monsters.fm. And I will put the video up where the child from North Carolina hollered at me and told me I couldn't work with alligators yesterday.
Oh, all right. Yeah, and you'll be at Gatorland today.
I will be at Gatorland today. I'll be there all weekend. Come see me. We'll have a fun time.
All right. You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning. If you want to see JB Smooth was on with us today, go to our website at monsters.fm, and we've got not only his entire appearance here, but even during the breaks when we didn't realize that we were being recorded.
Yeah, we have to check that, man, because I know there was some stuff that we talked about that I don't know if I want out.
Oh, yeah? Well,
but I'll go back and...
It's already out. It's been there.
I did not hear that.
Yeah. So we were talking during the breaks. We didn't realize that we were. So, yeah, you can.
Yeah, I got to check for some Walking Dead stuff too. I think I'm talking about. Yeah. He's a huge Walking Dead guy.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, you guys talk too much during the break. That's why I leave.
I wanted to talk to him.
It's
on
like
monsters.fm along with. There's a couple twerk videos that are up and a bunch of cool stuff at the website. At
I already got the email.
You got the email. You have to take it down.
They're going to talk to me.
Okay.
So you might want to go check this out.
Go check it out now at monsters.fm. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos and Savannah and Jeff Howe all here today. So this Sunday is the Academy Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to let Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway present the Oscar for Best Picture will be.
What do you mean the record?
I don't understand the question.
Record will be broken?
If this person wins, it will break a record for the Academy Awards.
I gotcha.
What do you think record will be?
At the award?
The oldest guy that's ever won that award. Thank you. Now you got it.
Overthinking that.
Yeah, he's 88 years old. If he wins, he'll be the oldest actor to ever get an Academy Award.
And that category.
He's going to win it.
No, it says for acting.
He'll become
the oldest winner of an Oscar for acting ever at 88 years old.
Wow. That particular award, it's highly contested. You got William Dafoe, The Florida Project. You got Woody Harrelson, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Richard Jenkins for The Shape of Water, Christopher Plummer, All the Money in the World, and you also have Sam Rockwell, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, and the word is that Sam is leading, or is the favorite.
Here's why Christopher Plummer's going to win. He took over Kevin Spacey's spot. They want to put a double stamp on that.
I think you're right about that.
And it's like, you know what? This guy came in, filled in when Kevin Spacey, we realized what a creep he was.
And won the Oscars.
And then he won the Oscars. That's a great story, but you're right, Angel. That's pretty stellar.
Yeah, because I'm telling you guys right now, what this movie, the Three Billboards Out of Ebbing, Missouri, they're going to run away. If you look at the way that the awards work, and they win these other awards leading up to the Academy, this movie has been winning a lot of those kind of critical awards.
All right, if Jordan Peele wins for the Best Director for Get Out, what record will that break?
It'll be the first black director to win an award.
First African-American in history to ever do so. That's right. That's a good one there.
Can I just say something about Florida Project? I really feel like me and Carlos could have done Florida Project on our cell phones. And I feel like if Willem Dafoe told the truth, he would say, it was fun. Like, I don't feel like... He's probably like, oh my gosh, I did this mystical, amazing character.
I saw an interview with him, and he said that he really hopes the movie does well because of the people he worked with weren't actors, and he was really proud of what they did for the limited amount of acting they could do, you know?
Right. Well, that's good. That's kind of what I was trying to say. Like, I can't believe I think it's a great movie. Beautiful. Like, it's beautiful. It's colorful. Yeah. It's fun.
I enjoyed it more than Florida.
I love vintage Florida.
I enjoyed it more than Lady Bird, and Lady Bird is up there for being
Lady
one of the best.
Bird.
Yeah, it was not. I wouldn't
watch no dumb thing like that. Well, I don't even like birds.
It's about a girl kind of like you, though, who wants to get out of, you know, she's got to make it.
Own way.
But you're like Lady Condor.
Okay,
that's
what
not
if.
That's funny.
If,
I hate you, Jeff.
If,
I'm Lady Vulture.
If Timothy Chalamet wins Best Actor for Call Me By Your Name, what the record will that break?
He'll be the first guy with a Prince Albert piercing to win.
No.
How did you know that? That's very specific.
I'm a big fan of his.
What do you think, Jeff?
I think he would be the youngest old guy to ever get an Oscar.
He'll be the youngest actor to ever get an Oscar.
Oh, my God, how old is he?
He's 22 years old.
Oh, God, thank God. I thought he was much younger. That Prince Albert joke would have been really wrong.
Yeah. if he were 12, that'd be bad. Yeah. No, he's 22 years old. If he does win, then he will beat Adrian Brody, who won at 29 years old.
What? Wow. That 29 is the youngest?
Is the youngest right now, yeah.
Didn't Shirley Temple win an Oscar?
I thought she did.
She might have got an honorary.
Oh, wait. Did she get Dakota Fanning?
No, she never did.
When she was in The Piano?
No.
The pianist is what actually what Adrian Brody
you're
is.
A pianist.
It says here, he'll become the youngest best actor in history.
Wow, that's amazing.
Okay, youngest best actor. Maybe a supporting.
Right. Okay, what record will it break if The Shape of Water wins for Best Picture?
The first time a sci-fi film wins for Best Picture?
Yeah, it's the very first time a science fiction film has ever won for Best Picture. Now, they point out that The Lord of the Rings was in the category of fantasy, not sci-fi.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it does not count. The only other movies that were sci-fi...
Just in case there was any confusion.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, the only other movies that were sci-fi that were ever nominated but did not win for Best Picture, Clockwork Orange, Avatar, District 9, and Inception.
Yeah, E.T. didn't deserve to win. That movie hasn't stuck around.
I know.
I mean, how does a movie like E.T. not get the best picture for that year? I'm sure it was against some stiff competition, but
if Logan wins an Oscar, what's it nominated for? Oh, best screenplay. For best screenplay, what record do you think that'll break?
Probably best first comic book film to win for a screenplay.
That's exactly it. The first live action superhero movie to ever win for best screenplay adaptation. And you did point out it was Oscar worthy.
Yeah, absolutely. I when I saw it, I said that is going to be nominated for some Oscars because it was a different kind of look and genre and all together take on the comic book series, and most of the comic book scripts are just like, you know, it's not about the dialogue in the films. It's a lot about the action.
Yeah. Those are the records that will be broken for the for the Academy Awards. Now, do you, being an actor, do you watch things?
If I'm watching the awards, I'll never be at them. That's like kind of my theory, and I do keep up with it. But
usually your things make sense to me. That one does not. If you watch the awards,
if you sit there and you watch and you spend 4 hours watching an awards, that's 4 hours that you could be dedicating to your craft.
It's a Sunday night.
I'm working on Sunday, man. I'm always hustling. I'm always doing something towards it. Have I watched them before? Absolutely. But I feel the same way about knocking out an entire series of Netflix that I'm not dedicated to. If you're taking time away, anytime at all, I have appreciate it. I love it. I respect it. I would die to have one. It would be a dream come true. But that's kind of like my approach at it.
But, you know, we have to watch it so we can talk about it the next morning.
I got it on Twitter. Absolutely. Got it on, you know, you get them in little.
Oh, you see the highlights.
Sure.
You see the highlights.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I would watch it. I'll probably be making blue cheese that night.
Make it for
your
what?
Your mom doesn't make it.
What?
Your mom doesn't make it.
No, she's giving me the recipe.
He has to make it.
I have to make it.
I thought she's sending in a big Tupperware.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I thought you were getting vats of this stuff.
Yeah. I thought you told us your mom sent it in a big Tupperware.
I never said nothing like that. Y'all just put words into my mouth. I make it.
I'm the blue cheese.
Do
you make it at home?
I make it. I have to go to the place to make it.
Jeff's a superhero. He's the blue cheese.
So there are parts of you in this blue cheese. Right.
So ladies and gentlemen, entering round, the blue cheese crop dusted all over Louisiana.
No, no.
So if you're at home and you want to say, you know, I don't want to go in there. I got to sleep. Oh, someone ordered blue cheese. Got to get up and go and make the blue cheese.
I got to go make the, you remember the old thing? Got to make the donuts. That's me. And here's the deal. It's so popular. When the blue cheese is killing. It's the most popular. Blue cheese dressing. You wait till next week. It's going to blow your mind.
Jeff, it can't be that good. It's just blue cheese dressing.
I swear to God, it'll blow. It doesn't even taste like blue cheese.
What's it taste like?
I'm something else.
Would you call it blue cheese?
It tastes like the perfect combination of tart and sweet and fat.
Yes, it is good. It is
delicious.
Yeah.
What do you eat it with? Mostly wings?
Yeah, you can
or
put
fingers.
It on anything. Yeah. You can put it on salad.
You can put it on crackers.
You can put it on crackers.
Okay.
You can put it on hamburgers. You can put it on
hamburgers.
If you dip a saltine cracker into buffalo wing sauce and then put the blue cheese on it, that's poor people's hot wings right there.
Yeah, it'll blow your mind. Yeah. But it's good. I'll bring some. But here's my question.
Yeah.
switching from my plug, but yeah, thank you very much. How much stuff is Jimmy Kimmel, is he the host?
Yes.
How much is he going to do about the Harvey Weinstein?
You know what he said? He said that this is not the platform to talk about any of that.
Wow.
He said this is not the platform to do that and to rub things into people's...
Tell that to Oprah.
So he has said that he's not going to really address that.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's smart.
But he's done that. That's how he's kind of done his thing.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's how he's kind of done it.
Well, I mean, when he's been brought in to do other people's shows, on his show, he does his thing, and this is how I run mm-hmm. my show. When he's brought in to guest host other things, he'll take a couple of jabs this and that, but he kind of keeps it on point with what the program is.
I think everybody that's ever gone in, and I don't watch him, but I see the aftermath mm-hmm. of what people talk about, is everybody that's gone in there with the hip attitude, the Jon Stewart and the Dave Letterman and all those guys, they bomb.
Yeah. Jimmy's that guy. He's got it figured out. He's got a good groove in it going.
A lot of people are texting at 77031. That's 77031, and they're saying that Tatum O'Neal won an Oscar at age 11. Yes, but this is for a male. For female, yes, she did win an Oscar, but this would
Paper
be
Moon.
22-year-old Timothy.
Be mixed? Do you think it should just what? Be? I think at this point. Like, okay, we had this whole best guy, best female. Right. Let's put the chicks and the guys together, man, and let's see who just wins the best overall actor. Like, why do we have to make a distinction of the females grouping them together? And, they're just actors, and they...
Yeah, I would agree, but I think what the idea is that it wouldn't be fair for many years ago or whatever, it wouldn't be fair for the female actresses because...
They didn't get as many parts.
No doubt, would go to the male, so they split it up so everybody have a fair chance of winning something.
That's true. That's a good observation on it. I think we're at a point now, though, that maybe... Or maybe you keep those, and then you do one overall.
Oh, there you go. You
know? No, I think you're right.
I'm better than you.
I think sexism and racism are dead.
We're all so past it now.
That's
true.
All right, when we come back, Carlos is going to take you to the top. You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
Thank you so much for listening to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. And another big thank you for last night, those of you that showed up for the Monster Comic of the Year competition. Round one was amazing with five great comedians, Sarah Geimer and Carmen Vallone and Sean Felipe. Jonelle Brenner, man, he was great. And the winner last night was Tony Black, who was amazing. Of course, Ross Padgett was out there. Miguel Colon was out there. It was awesome. And Carlos did a great job hosting it, bro. And we'll do it again in 2 weeks. And you can see a little bit of what we did last night if you go to monsters.fm or if you go to our iHeart Monsters YouTube channel. You can see Monsters Comic of the Year, a little bit of that, so you can see everyone backstage. It's kind of cool. So check it out if you can. Now, Carlos is going to take you to the top.
Let's go. Good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, I try and take you to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be, and today is no different. It is a beautiful Friday here in Orlando, Florida, and it's one of those days where you go, I love living in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, if you're living in Iowa, North Dakota, one of these places.
What did you call it? What did you call it earlier today?
Florida.
You called it a trick week or a...
Oh, yeah. It's a fake-out week for the tourists.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they come down and they think this is it. Yeah, they're like, this is gorgeous. Orlando's like this all the time. Let's move from Minnesota. And then they come down here and the humidity literally takes their accent away.
They die.
They die. Yeah. But I hope everybody's going to have a good weekend. Motivational minute. Man, if you got to work this weekend, be thankful you got a job.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've been in both positions before. You hear us going, oh, the weekend. And you're like, I work the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a lot of service industry people, Gator entertainers, bluesmen.
Every weekend since 1977.
Damn.
Not everybody.
But almost.
And if you don't work this weekend and you do the 9 to 5 or you just go work through Monday through Friday, pick a day this week to not do any work.
Yeah.
We find ourselves, I'm bad about this. You're at the house, you're doing more work.
Yeah.
I got editing, I want to do this, I want to write, I want to do it. That's all cool and all, but I've learned you need a break. So I'm going to start taking Sundays off.
Right.
Oh, that's going to be so hard.
You just said you can't take Sunday off to watch the Academy Award.
Listen,
I'm a hustler, I'm a maker, I'm a mover, I'm a shaker. I'm a do the top. What happened to that?
Sometimes the things I say, I think of right before I say it. And I say it, and I go, well, that's going to get me in trouble.
Yeah.
No, I've thought about this in the sense, it's what you do with your time, not taking the day off.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Can I? Yeah, allow me to.
Could you expound on that?
Yes. Yeah. Here's my expounding.
I'm interested.
What you do with your time, you have to choose it wisely. And if you spend all your time working and you don't focus on your family, on your own health, on your own well-being, all that hustling, all that grinding, all the thing, ain't going to be worth the damn if you're sick. It ain't going to be worth a damn.
Sounds like a lot of fancy talk.
Yeah, me too. It sounds like somebody said, you ain't doing nothing on Sunday. No, we're cleaning this house.
There's a couple other mentors. No, I don't mind that. There's a couple other mentors that I have. I won't say who they are. But they take Sundays off and spend it with their family. Yeah. And they dedicate it to themselves in the sense of moving something forward, a passion project, moving something forward.
Sure.
But it's all about,
something for your soul.
Yeah, man. You know, I think we just all the time think that tomorrow is promised. All we just talked about, time. We don't have time, 4 hours. Tomorrow is not promised. As crazy as that sounds, nobody is given a guarantee on the next day.
Well, I got stuff to do tomorrow.
You got it?
It better be promised.
You do got some stuff to do, girl.
I got an agenda.
So choose your time wisely, and hopefully that sticks with somebody out there. Now, I did want to tell you guys a story. Told it yesterday. I don't care. I'm telling it again.
I do it all the time.
Jeff Howe tells the same story five times in a row.
40 years.
In fact, I looked at Russ and said, hey, I'm going to tell the same story I told you yesterday. He goes, Jeff does it all the time.
Yeah. New audience. They might not have heard it.
And then Russ said, I didn't even hear it first. Exactly.
I didn't pay attention. Yeah.
Farmer porn. Farmer porn. on Tuesday, it's Dr. Seuss week, and that's what actually reminded me.
Well, and actually, today is Dr. Seuss Day.
Is it really?
Yeah, he was born today, and I was going to bring that up. On this day, 1904, Geisel, better known to the world as Dr. Seuss, author and illustrator, was born. And he wrote 48 books, including some for adults, that have sold well over 200 million copies. Translated into multiple languages. He was from Massachusetts, Dartmouth College, editor of the school's humor magazine, and studied at Oxford University.
Woo!
Did not know that. He met Helen Palmer, his first wife, the person who encouraged him to become a professional illustrator. Back in America, Geisel worked as a cartoonist for a variety of magazines and advertisement. The first book that he wrote was And to Think That I Saw on Mulberry Street, once again, man, was rejected by over 24 publishers.
Absolutely.
The one consistent thing you see with greats is their ability to thrive within denial.
Yeah.
Over and over and over. Every great that you ever hear of goes through this. Over 24 publishers looked at Dr. Seuss and said, what is this drivel? Nobody's going to stick with this.
Right.
Obviously, he went on to become one of the biggest authors, icons of all time. So, to say that.
He has a world of his own.
I know, that it is amazing. I love it.
He has a Dr. Seuss world.
He does. And so Dr. Seuss is also the elementary world. And this week at my daughter's school, it was Dr. Seuss week. And they invited parents to come read books about Dr. Seuss, right? And so two days before, we chose a book. The book was called Sneetches.
Oh, okay. Angel hasn't heard this either.
No, he hasn't heard either. Yeah, so I wanted to wait for you guys. You guys weren't here yesterday, so listen. So I told my daughter, okay, let's read it beforehand, and then that way I'll know the story when we get there. So this was on Tuesday, and we sat at her desk, and we start to read the story, and the very first paragraph basically talks about how these Sneetches, some had stars on their bellies, and some did not have stars on theirs, okay?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's basically a story of like, these Sneetches are better than others because they have stars. And my daughter, as she reads the first paragraph, and she notices, she says, part of it is, these Sneetches look down and exclude the Sneetches without stars on their belly. My little sweet 7-year-old daughter looks at me, and she goes, Daddy, that's It's kind of how white people treated black people a long time ago.
Wow.
I was taken aback. Yeah. Of course, we've talked about it before. I said, yes, we heard. That is kind of, yeah, it's all about, it's the truth. People should be treated equally. Right. Everybody's the same. And I was like, that was really touching. And I was like, I'll never forget that, you know?
She's paying attention.
She's paying attention to mom and dad. We're trying to tell her about stuff, you know. So then the next day is the read at school of Dr. Seuss.
Right. Okay?
So we go and we sit in there. And, you know, the class, I love going in front of the kids because I love it. Like Russ knows me.
Oh,
I love
if there's an audience. There's an audience, he's going to play to it. Even if it's a bunch of 90-year-old men or a bunch of kids.
I don't care. I don't care. They're there. They're paying attention. They know me as Silly Dad because I do a bunch of voices. And they go, do Captain Underpants. Like, oh, I will not do Captain Underpants. So anyway, so they're laughing. They're chilling. And so they all sit down. And then I get to sit in this big rocking chair with my book, Sneetches. And then my daughter is right to my left-hand side in the top dog chair. Because if your parent gets to come read, then you get the top dog chair. So I bring out the book, Sneetches.
Is the top dog chair in front of the class?
We're all in front of the class.
Oh, so it's her
me
and you.
Her,
oh,
right in front of the entire cast, you know, class. And so I'm looking over the class, and they see this beautiful little boys and girls of all ages and creeds and colors and religions. It's beautiful. I'm like, Dr. Martin Luther King's dream. Here we go. So I break out the book, Sneetches, and I go, guys, who loves Dr. Seuss? Yay! Who's read the book? Sneetches. And they're like, not everybody raised their hand. I go, well, let me tell you. It's a great story that I think everybody's going to connect with. And I said, and I opened it up. And just as I'm about to say that this story is about equality and people treating each other well, I go to it. And my daughter goes, the book's about black people! I go, black people, white people, equality.
He's in the front of the class.
No, I'm sorry. She screamed it. And like, she's.
Oh my God. Okay, kids, this is the book, 12 Years of Sneetch.
Right?
12
Years of Sneetch. And look, you know the great thing about these kids?
Oh God.
They didn't even flinch. The teacher looked back like, what the hell are you teaching her?
Oh, yeah. What are you doing? And Captain Underpants flinched.
I am not a racist. About black people.
I'm the least racist person.
I'm the least racist person you will ever see.
Ever. That is hilarious. Yeah,
it was one of those kids say the darnest things, mom. Anyway, so I got back home and I was like, I told my wife and she started dying laughing. Yeah. And she's like, do we need to talk to her about it? I didn't know how to talk to her about it because I said, sweetie, I said, honey.
What do you say?
What do you say, right? Because in her heart.
Sure.
She was so proud to scream, it's about black people. Yeah. Okay?
And the plight. And the plight.
It really. And I said, baby, I really appreciate you saying that, you know. But I said, you just can't yell out black people. And she's like, why not? And I said, well, God dang, I can't think of a good reason why. I'm like, I guess context or whatever. And I looked at her eyes and the innocence.
Oh, sure.
She didn't mean anything quiet.
Not at all. And neither did those kids get that. And so that's the story.
That's awesome. I bet your heart just went.
So, love my kid.
That's a great story.
Thank you. I got to write it down. Maybe it'll get better next time. I'll probably add some stuff to it next time. But, so I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. Go read the book about Sneetches and black people.
I'm gonna.
And to the top, never stop.
All right, listen, when we come back, Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monsters in the Morning.
In the morning on iHeartRadio, and now you can watch them every day on the new iHeartMonsters YouTube channel by going to monsters.fm and listen every weekday morning on Real Radio 104.1 from Real Radio. Real Radio 104.1.
tomorrow you can see Angel. He's going to be at DeBest Floors on East Colonial Drive. And they have a big renovation sale happening on Saturday. It's tomorrow from 1 to 3. Go say hi to Angel. He'll be out there. Free installation and padding for all carpets in stock. That's going to be tomorrow. Go see Angel. He'll be there from 1 until 3. And Jeff Howe will be at the Red Dog Pub tonight performing live.
Yes. I've got Quick Change tomorrow night. Great rock band and a Sunday acoustic. We're killing it over there.
And the Sunday acoustic, you perform, right?
Yeah, I perform from 2 to 5, and we're just getting killer crowds there. Really fun people coming in. It's a great time. Bring your kids, bring your grandma, bring anybody. It's a great time. And 1 year anniversary a week from this Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah. Heart Attack Diner, Jeff Howe, big band, lots of prizes, drink specials. See, come see us.
Is that ever on St. Patrick's Day?
No, it's a week before.
Week before.
Yeah. Okay. And we got a St. Patty's Day thing coming up.
Oh, I'm sure.
We got the corned beef and cabbage and got the Irish music.
Okay.
It's going to blow up.
Very
Thank
cool.
You.
Yeah, man. Now it's time for Angel to bring you Monster Sports. Angel was away for a couple days. We missed you.
I missed you guys. I genuinely felt out of sorts not being hanging out with you guys for the last couple days. It's weird to say.
Yeah.
It's weird to admit that. I thought I would thoroughly not, you know.
To be gone.
Yeah. No, yeah. But I genuinely did miss you guys and cutting up with you guys. Monster Sports is brought to you by Emily Motor Oil. NHRA Gator Nationals returns to Gainesville Raceway March 15th through the 18th, and Real Radio 104.1 has the only sensory overload drag racing experience to give away. And what they're talking about is one of the traditions that they do during this event. As the cars are being prepped between runs, the nitrous cars do this thing where they'll test fire the engine. Mm-hmm. And trial by fire is this. You stand there in the pits as they're burning this nitrous, and it's like pelting you in the face.
Right.
And you get like this weird, crazy burning sensation. And that's just like one of the rites of passage when you go to NHRA drag racing.
Right.
If you could stand it, like how much can you stand there while they're doing this test fire of the engine? It's an amazing experience. I know that I was a little overwhelmed
by it. Is it like how the Jaws ride used to be?
You feel the heat?
Man, remember how hot that was?
When is that race?
This is going to be the March 15th through the 18th.
Okay, just so you know, I booked this 2 days ago. Courtney Force is going to be in here live.
Absolutely.
On the 15th.
Perfect, yeah. She was here last year before this race.
Yeah, that's that. Her dad is John Force, who is one of the biggest names in drag racing.
Both of them had pretty nasty wrecks out in Arizona a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so Courtney will be here on the 15th to promote that.
Check it out. So what we're giving away is if you go on realradio.fm and register to win, you get to experience what I'm talking about. You get to sit right by the starting line. Plus, you get a private meet and greet with Top Fuel driver Terry McMillan. It's the Amelie Motor Oil Gator Nationals March 15th through the 18th at Gainesville Raceway. Go to realradio.fm to register.
Hello, I'm Terry McMillan, the Top Fuel driver.
Not the same guy?
No, okay, no, my bad.
All right, so a couple weeks out, you know, it's about been a week, 10 days out from the Winter Olympics. And one of the stories that came out of there was that it's already written is the Team USA curling team.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So people have already taken and run with this on different social media platforms, and they're casting the guys.
The Miracurl.
They're calling it the Miracurl.
Right.
And it's the story of the 2018 USA curling team.
Yeah.
And one of the castings that's getting a lot of run, people are saying, if you're going to make this movie, it has to be with these guys.
Okay.
Would you pay attention to this film, The Miracurl, with these guys cast as the members from Team USA.
Okay, I wish you had some zany music.
We got Jason Schwartzman.
Who's that?
That's I thought it was Nick Schwartzman.
No, it's Jason Schwartzman. He's the one that did...
Oh, from Election and from all those indie kind of,
They're throwing a bone to Brendan Fraser.
Oh, that poor fella. He can't get a job.
Will Arnett.
Okay. Love him!
And then you got Ryan Gosling playing the guy that had the porn mustache.
Oh, that's funny.
That's great.
So we'll see if there's any traction with that. Over the last couple weeks, we've been talking about the controversy in NCAA men's basketball and monies being exchanged and accusations.
Like $100,000 for players and something like that.
So that particular head coach in question, Sean Miller, came out and made a statement. He's the Arizona's head basketball coach. And basically made the statement that he's first and foremost, the college is standing with their coach. He's not stepping down.
Right.
They're riding this out with him. And basically, he says that, listen, I would have never unknowingly broken any kinds of rules. The statement was very well written by a team of attorneys. And now there's coming some dispute whether the wiretap that was referenced in the ESPN story even exists. So there's a lot of controversy or a lot of innuendo or you know questions to be answered in this controversy in regards to that money being thrown around. So we'll see how that plays itself out. Did you guys get to see, and this is when I think he's at his best, the NBA live crew, and that's Chuck, Shaq, Ernie, and Kenny Smith. They had a guest come on to the set. See if you can pick up who this is.
To welcome all the way from coaching his sons in Lithuania. Get out. LeVar Ball is here.
Oh, my God.
Never lost. Oh, get used to it. What's up, Ernie? What's up, Ken?
How you doing?
Chuck, Shaq, what the business? How y'all doing?
Doing
me,
great.
I'm doing incredible. Look at me, man. I wear a size 77 shoe. I got 200 teeth, 80-80 vision, and I was just named the official soft drink of the 23rd Winter Olympiad. Never lost. Never lost. Ernie.
Yeah.
I'm an international mogul, man.
Yeah.
I got one son in the NBA and two playing for Prenu Vatautis.
Say what?
Yeah, Prenu Vatautis. It's in Lithuania.
I have a question.
You know what Lithuania is? Here, let me finish. Kenan is
all the way.
So that's Kenan.
Kenan, yeah.
One of the characters he's taken on this last season has been LeVar Ball, and he's crushing it. He crashed the set of the NBA crew last night, and it was incredibly hysterical. So if you get a chance, go check that out. Shout out to Orlando City Soccer. They start off their season this Saturday versus DC United. If you want to catch the broadcast, listen to our sister station, 96.9 The Game. They'll have the broadcast for you. The game starts at 7. They'll probably start the broadcast like 6:30.
So you going to the game?
I'll be out there, yeah. If you get a chance, right after me being at the best, I got to run straight downtown, and I'll be DJing the street party right in front of Harry Buffalo for Orlando City Soccer.
You hustling, man. Yeah.
Angel, just pass this over. Can you do me a favor? When you go to the best, I want you to find the owner of that place, and I've always wondered if they just named the store. They stood out and said, look, man, we the best.
We the best.
So that's why we name it. The best.
I will find
it. It is literally called The Best.
I will find that out for you.
I drive by it every day.
Yeah.
Right on my way home.
And that's Monster Sports.
Well, hold on. There was another sports that I was going to ask you about. Hold on.
What did you hit up on?
What was it?
What was it?
I'm going to the Magic game tomorrow.
Wet and Tebow. Oh, yeah, Magic.
Are you really?
I actually shout out to Depp.
So did someone just happen to throw their tickets out the window?
That's exactly what happened.
You found them?
No, a little bit better than that. Shout out to an awesome Monster fan that loves listening to me and Lennon's crazy stories. And so she said, take you and your lovely daughter, and she hooked it up with some really sweet
Grizzly
seats.
Game or a Detroit game?
The Grizzly game.
The Israel game, okay.
And so I'll be sitting very close to the court. Now, when you see me, you'll think, big time Walking Dead star, lower bowl lounge. Must have all the money in the world. Nope. Someone gave them to me. Someone gave them. Thank you very much.
Question. Okay, so yesterday when you were out, Angel, we had Stedman was here, and he was saying that, you know, as much as we can, you know, we can say all we want about the Magic, they're still selling out games. They're still filling that arena. And my question is, if they keep selling out games or they keep filling the arena, do they ever have any incentive to win? you're like, are they going to, listen, we're still selling tickets. What do we care if we win or not? Because it's a lot cheaper. It costs a lot less money to do it like this instead of paying some guy.
There's an argument there. You can look at the LA Clippers for years. They were cellar dwellers in the NBA. But because of the TV deals, they always made money.
So if they're making money, why?
So the Magic, I wouldn't say that they're selling out every game. The Magic, I mean, in all
they're
honesty,
not selling out.
Yeah,
every
I've been to plenty of games this season, and on a good night, let's say the Lakers come to town.
Uh-huh.
Let's say one of the premier teams, Cleveland, comes to town.
Right,
that they're getting about 13,000.
Yeah.
That's not Magic fans.
Right,
that's fans to see another
LeBron
star.
Yeah.
They're probably averaging anywhere between 7,000 and 10,000 people. Depends, and it all depends on the game, on who's coming. And that's what sucks. It depends on who's coming to play us, because it's not people going to see our guys. Because right now, as the team stands, and I would say this to Stedman to his face, half this team is going to be gone. Really? You know, so yeah. That, so you know,
There's other ways to sell out games too.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have the security crews checking out the attendance. It's done by the marketing team. Right. You know, it's sent out and but here's the thing, Magic, well on their way back to the top. I'll tell you what.
Oh, really?
Here we go. I'm using my best.
I thought you were supposed to not do that anymore.
That was last week.
You removed the jinx?
Sports Jinx character gone.
Okay.
We forgot about it. You know you can get Cuban sandwiches there? At the games?
Can
no.
you?
I'm just looking for bright spots, man.
Yeah.
Oh, dude!
I was going to say.
You can't get Cuban sandwiches at the
game. You can get Gringos there, too.
I love a good Cuban sandwich. That's one of my favorite sandwiches.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's a fun event to go to.
It's a gathering of people
I'm doing the full experience, though, because these are like good seats where you can actually go high-five the players.
Right. Oh, no way.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and get there early, and like so my daughter and I, you know, so not for me, not like I want to slap. Not
oh,
like,
you know, oh, you yeah.
It's not
oh,
for me.
Sure.
I'll tell you
lying.
First floor. It's not for me.
The Magic, you know. Hulk Hogan! I can't believe it's Hulk Hogan!
For my daughter, I will stand and wait with Sharpie in hand and a sign. And yeah, I'll dress up. I'll wear a jersey. Yeah. But it's not for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your daughter's name? We'll put Carlos.
I call her my little Carlos.
So about the NBA.
Sorry, little Carlos.
Did you guys catch this? And there's been a lot of run out this. James Harden the other night crossed over this player and basically took his soul. The guy falls down. Yeah. Crossover is a dribble move, Russ. And he crossed the guy and made him fall.
Yeah, yeah.
Made him fall like.
Takes a step back to the 3-point line and stares at him.
Oh.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, and then shoots.
It was.
Drains the three.
That's embarrassing.
So you know how it is, like I've said before, the internet is undefeated, right? It was Wesley Johnson, the guy that he stole his soul. So some guy on the internet decided, well, that seems like a really long time. I wonder how long that was, and he used another iconic sports moment, and they put them side by side to see which one of those was longer. Harden stare down of Wesley and shooting a three in his face, or Brady kissing his son.
Oh, God. And what was longer?
Brady kissing his son.
Oh, jeez. He loves him. It's love. It's fine.
It was a lip-to-lip kiss with a 13-year-old.
No.
As a culture, don't touch each other enough, I think.
You can touch this culture.
But seriously, in other places around the world, people touch a lot.
No. This one's a little different.
They kiss. They hug.
I kiss my daughter on the lips. Little pop hit. There you go. Whatever. I've even seen older kids. Whatever. This is a little different. You got it, and he begs for the kiss back. It's longer. It's a little awkward. It's different.
I bet that kid gets ragged at school.
I'm sure. That's the one thing I don't understand, man.
Yeah, but your dad's Tom Brady. My dad's Tom Brady.
Yeah, my dad ain't Tom Brady, but he ain't also kissing me on the lips.
They were talking about the Magic. One of the things that Stedman said yesterday, was about, like, listen, the reason sports are still around, and whether it's flag football or NBA that's not so good, people can bet on it. They can bet, right? Yeah. Okay, so
the NBA is getting ready to do something crazy.
Well, what I was thinking about for you, though, okay, so listen, imagine this. Imagine if you have, how many crocodiles do you have at Gatorland?
2,500 plus.
So grab, like, let's say you grab the best 10 crocodiles, and they all have little pens, right? Okay, and then you drop a piece of meat in the middle, and each crocodile has a number. Now, we're not going to hurt the crocodile, it's just a number on their back.
Just staple it in.
You put on like a little vest, right? And people could bet on which one's going to get the meat first, and it could be like a gambling thing.
Is this an investigator joke?
No, this is brilliant. I'm trying to give you a good idea.
This would be the most popular thing.
Gator bet or crocodile bet.
Hungry gators.
Hungry croc.
Easy.
We're working titles.
Hungry croc. And all they're doing is eating meat. They're not going
to
eat.
And all the money goes to gator research.
What makes you think they're not going to eat each other?
Well, if you put a piece of meat in the middle and all 10 go at it, will they eat each other?
Nothing.
Oh, they will?
But what if they have a reflective little baby gator vest on?
You do that for the jumparoo. They all go after.
Yeah, but it's one at a time jumps. They're not all jumping at the same time. Well, they're also not on the ground, so they could fight.
Oh, I was going to say, this is a big pen.
Yeah.
On your mark, set, go.
You know what they also call that? They call that cockfighting.
Well, it's...
And it
is...
Last night was so fun at the Monster Comic of the Year competition. You have not heard me complain one time about being up late.
Honestly, thank you, dude.
Because it didn't matter, because it was so much daggone fun last night, and what a great crowd, bunch of really nice people. The audience was awesome last night. I got to say that, too, because they listened to the comics. They weren't talking.
I was going
to
ask you that.
Yeah, they were listening. They were paying attention. There was only one, I guess, situation.
There was one fight. Other than that, it was great.
I didn't see that.
It was a total domestic issue.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was like, you ain't gonna tell me to shut up. I'll get up and leave and raise more hell.
It was like,
damn it, I miss all the fun.
Somebody dating somebody, right? They got into a...
Happens.
But other than that, it was a great crowd. It was a lot of fun. And thanks to everyone that came out last night. And congratulations to Tony
Black. And
all
the comedians were so great. Yeah. I just want to say thank you to you guys for being so awesome.
Yeah, Tony Black was the winner last night, but really, I think they all kind of won. They all got, every comic that was on stage last night was able to come on the air. They were able to show themselves, to all of Central Florida, all of our audience, and it was a positive experience for all of them. You know, there could only be one winner of the night.
Have you ever been to
there can only be one.
But the audience picked the winner, too, so that's cool.
Yeah, it came down to the audience, yeah.
Have you ever been to a comedy show where somebody's so bad that it makes you feel so uncomfortable?
Yes.
And that, like, I've been to a comedy show where it's so bad that I feel like they're doing it to me on purpose. So I feel awkward in my spot where I'm sitting, and I'm like, why is this guy doing this to me? Yeah. He's holding me hostage right now. Well, I don't understand that.
We've had some of those during the
None
Monster
of
Comic
the people group. Last night. Not the last people night. Last night were amazing.
Yeah, it was good. So in 2 weeks, there'll be another one. If you want to see a little bit of what happened last night, it's on our website at monsters.fm, on our YouTube channel. Check it out. When you go to the YouTube channel, please subscribe to it. We'd appreciate that. And you can see the beginning of the night last night, so you can see what it's like at the Abbey, which is a great place for stand-up comedy. It really is. It's a good place. I'm Russ Rollins along with Jeff Howe. We got Angel and Carlos and Savannah all here. Yeah, Angel the DJ.
Los the actor.
Thank you.
Carlos the actor. Savannah the
Gator. Entertainer.
Hey, someone said, hey, Russ, that your idea is a great idea. You could just have the crocodiles in lanes, and the first one to get to the meat is the winner.
You're really running with this, huh? You're going to stick with this?
I think it's a brilliant idea. You know what?
Not going to happen ever.
Why? Big deal. So some get hurt and die. It's life. Life. Big whoop.
Yeah. How about this? How about you do the lanes with the crocodiles, the vest with the numbers, and a little monkey tied on their back?
Dude, in Dubai, you can freaking do that.
Oh, in Dubai,
You better take this idea, or the people over Gator City are going to take it.
You know what? I'm going to let Gator City have it.
It's made from Gator City. We let them gators fly over anything. A piece of bacon in there and they fought over that.
What's the difference between Gator City and Gatorland?
Well, Gatorland's all fancy with their fancy big gator mouth and their fancy big truck. Here at Gator City, we let them bitches fight.
Can you bet on the crocodile?
Hell yeah, you can bet on a crocodile. You can bet on one of them gator trainers who's going to lose their middle index finger first.
We don't fight our alligators because we actually love them and take good care of them.
Well, I'm Billy from Gator City, not Gatorland. And I think, whatever.
You know what, Billy from Gator City?
What, Savannah from Gatorland, the best gator place in the world? I'm Gator City jealous.
If you want to bring it and you want to fight and you want to have a competition of gator skills versus gator skills, I'm down to do it.
What the hell's a gator skill?
A gator skill? I'm wondering the same thing.
What can your alligators do at Gator City?
I get a gator and go to a damn refrigerator. I call him the Gator Refrigerator, and he gets me a cool natty light, brings it back, lights my cig with his tail. What do you got?
Yeah, do that.
You know what? You win.
Boom.
I can't beat that.
I call the other gator Cigarette Gator. We don't give them names here, just what their functions are.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We got Skater Gator. What do you think he does?
What do you think he does?
We got Painter Gator.
We got Tater Gator.
We got Tater Gator, and that some bitch makes some tots.
We got Master Gator.
He's a sticky some bitch.
Oh,
with the longest
God.
Gator arms in the world.
A lot of gators.
I just think Gator City's going to pick it up, and you'll have the you can bet on the crocodile that gets the meat first.
Yeah, well, I'll bet on number six.
I like it, bro.
All on number six.
Well, here's the thing: when those animals have to move like that, that fast, if they're running to get something, if they're actually doing a chase,
blah blah blah.
Science, logistical, latitude, longitude.
It's not good for them.
We're fighting them, bitches.
It's not good for them. They build up lactic acid, and it could actually kill them.
I just named two of these. These fighter gators. So guess what they're going to do?
What?
Fight.
Well, you know what? You can go ahead with your program, and I hope that works out for you, but I don't think you should be doing that with those animals.
All right. When we come back,
I'll kick your ass.
It's time for Beer of the Week. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Only change will bring you out of the darkness. In this moment, everything
is born again.
Put your hands in Radio 104.1. Hey, excuse me, sir, where's the bathroom? Yeah, you'll be in here today. I don't mess around with no brown drink. Might as well pour it in the kitchen sink. I like myself a beer and I like it cold. I like to get the suds all up in my nose. And you know beer is a real good thing. Makes you wanna holler, makes you wanna sing. And I can tell you're a party crowd. So get me my beer, sing it loud. Damn, I love my beer.
Beer, beer, beer.
Let it flow like water. Throw a little party, have fun. Yeah. Party time, that's what I heard. So drink 'em down and flip the whole world a bird. Yeah. Damn, I love my beer.
All right, Angel, now it's time for Beer of the Week, my favorite, favorite part of the week.
Beer of the week.
And Blogging Molly's here. Hey, Blogging Molly.
Hello, friends.
Good job last night. It was awesome.
It was so much fun.
Thank you, Amanda. Monster Comic of the Year competition was great, and people can still get tickets for the next one, right?
Yes, you can get tickets for the March 15th show.
By going to monsters.fm.
Yes. It's just a really fun night.
Yeah, it was great last night. Angel, what do we got today?
All right, so got to go to Atlanta earlier this week, and it's always, for me, it's a great experience enjoying the foods, the neighborhoods, the different things that they have going on there. And so we got to go to a place called Hop City Craft Beer and Wine, and the location that we went to was in the Croke Street Market. Now they have these. I was telling you about these things that I told you about the Ponce Market.
Yeah.
This is another one, and it's basically, think of it, the closest thing that we have that resembles this here in Orlando is Market on Magnolia.
But even then, it's like, yeah, I guess a little bit. Yeah,
yeah, no, because you have the craft beers,
sure,
and then you have all the different kind of food vendors, and the one on Croke, we had a chocolatier there that they make their own different chocolates. There was some amazing restaurants, some amazing barbecue, and then they have Hop City Craft Beer and Wine, which is a dispensary there of their best wines and beers. And they also have their own bar. So, like, you could post up, drink some beers, get some food, hang out, and have a good time. Mm-hmm. And so it was neat. So I was talking to the guys there, and I was like, hey, listen, I'm up here from Orlando. And they're like, oh, that's great. We love Orlando. I was like, I love you, too. And I was like, what would be great?
Give me some beer.
Yeah. Well, I said, what would be something fun to bring back to my guys here in Orlando? We do the segment, Beer of the Week. And they're like, what station? I was like, Real Radio 104.1. So they're listening right now. So thank you, guys. Thank you, John. Thank you, Steve.
What up, fellas?
They're very helpful.
And how y'all doing?
What up?
So they turned me on to one of their local breweries, and it's called Monday Night Brewing. Right? Okay. And this is out of Atlanta, Georgia. And the first one that we're going to do, and you'll notice you got the cups with the foo on it.
You actually you actually wrote on so we wouldn't mess it up. Okay.
Exactly. All right. So this is the one with the green can, Russ. And they've got these real clever little names and everything.
I like the naming. Yeah. What is it?
All right, so this beer is called Fu Man Brew.
Oh,
Fu Man Brew. Fu Man Brew.
Get it? Oh, a little pun. Oh. Fu Man Brew. I looked at it and I thought it said F you, man brew.
I guess it does, yeah.
All right, so it's a bright, spicy Belgian-style wit and an effervescent, easy-drinking wheat beer brewed with a Belgian, kind of sensibilities.
Right.
It's 5.2 ABV.
Okay, yeah, that's
and,
good.
Again, and what's neat about this is that everything that they brew there at Monday Night Brewing is locally sourced.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
So it's all good from the state of Georgia, and this is their one of their local breweries, and it's Monday Night Brewing. Now, we do, let me get my cup.
Uh-huh.
Three-sip rule in effect.
Okay. Yep. Beer's up.
Beer's up. And this is one of my favorite toasts. The words of Eleanor Roosevelt. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams.
Yeah.
Aww. Oh, that's adorable.
Three-sip rule.
It's adorable.
This is actually one of the better wits that we've done.
Me likey.
Do you like it?
I do.
That's the coriander that you're tasting there.
Is that coriander?
You're a coriander.
It's got bright, refreshing ginger in it.
Yeah.
That is really good. I liked it a lot. It doesn't have a bad aftertaste. That's the one of the things I hate whenever there's a bad aftertaste.
Right.
That's not considered hoppy, is it, Angel?
No. That's the beauty of, well, let's put it this way. The hop element is kept at a minimum.
Right.
It's a wheat beer, and then with the ginger and everything, it kind of cuts into that overpowering hoppy flavor that you normally would get.
Yeah, the ginger helped a little bit. Yeah, that's a really interesting beer. I did like that. I'm going to give that a 9. I liked it a lot. Blog and Molly?
Blogster?
I'm glad we have a three-sip rule, because the more I drink it, the more I like it. I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay. So, at first, your palate wasn't ready for beer, maybe.
Yes.
And then second one, like, hey, now you're in the game. And then by third one, you're like, okay, it's good.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Jeff, what'd you think of it?
I like it. I like it. I don't go to the wheats at first, but this is a good flavored wheat beer. It's not overpowering at all in any of the categories, and I like it. It's very refreshing. I give it an 8 as well.
It's Fu Man Brew.
Yeah, that's I would say that about this particular style of beer. This one's one of the ones where it's very refreshing.
Yeah.
Like, you're not beaten down by it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's quite enjoyable. I would give this a solid 8 as well. Again, that's Fu Man Brew, and that's Monday Night Brewing that provided us with these beers. And
out of Atlanta, Georgia?
Out of Atlanta, Georgia. The next one, again.
I like this one.
Ahem.
The next beer is Slap Fight Indian Pale Ale. Slap Fight Indian Pale Ale comes at a 5.8 ABV.
Uh-huh.
It's an American-style IPA. Slap Fight will woo you in with a West Coast-style malt bill, but slaps you across the face with its tropical hop profile. Light in body, heavy in character, this IPA features Munich and Crystal Pale malts for a clean, rich mouthfeel. Comet, Equinox, and Mosaic hops lend to a pungent herbal aroma, peppered with hints of papaya, orange, and grapefruit.
Slap fight.
And this one, again, it's slap.
It's slap fight.
It's slap fight Indian Pale Ale.
So is it, okay, so by the name, is it to infer that it's a, you know,
kind of knocks you a little bit?
Well, I don't know. I would think it's kind of a sissy.
I think it's trying to, I think it's trying to tell you.
It's a sissy beer.
That you're going to think that it's a light beer, but it comes in at 5.8 ABVs.
Because if it was punch fight, then that'd be, you know,
I see.
But slap fight, it's like.
All right, so three sip rules.
Let's see what it is. Okay. Yeah.
There, take that sissy fight.
Maybe I'm a sissy.
I think you just got slapped.
Yeah. I don't like that as much.
Russ, what did you think about a slap fight compared from Monday Night Brewing?
Yeah, compared to the other one, I'd rather them slap me. Not a fan of that. It's got that what I was talking about, that aftertaste I don't like.
The
hoppy hop. Bleh, I can't even finish it. I don't like it. I'm giving that a 1.5.
A
1.5. It's got, at least it's wet, so that's why it gets the 0.5.
Cool.
Yeah,
a little cool.
Yeah, not a fan of that.
Blockster, what'd you think of it?
I like it. It's citrus, and I like a citrus beer, and it smells good, so I will give it a 9.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think she passed you up, Russ.
Jeff, what'd you think of Slap Fight from Monday Night Brewing?
You know, in honor of Dr. Seuss, I'm going to say I love the hops and pop right there. This is
keep going. You got any more?
That's it.
I exhausted
myself.
Did you like it, really? You like that?
Actually, I like it a lot. Yeah,
he likes hops.
I like the hops. Yeah, and it's good. And I do take. I got the citrus there, and it's really full bodied. I really like that a lot. You know what I would do? I would drink this one and then refresh it with this one right here, and then go back to this one and then refresh it with that one.
I like Fu Man Brew better, man. I thought that was better.
I really enjoyed this. Both extremes are
big flavor.
A huge swing in between styles of beer. That first one as a Belgian is very smooth.
Yeah.
This is like my style of beer where, like, again, I think the joke is here, it's a slap fight, but it really is a pop in the face.
Yeah, it is a pop in the face,
Very strong flavors, but I enjoy them. I enjoyed the papaya flavor in there. And at 5.8, it's, you know.
I still got that aftertaste. I hate that.
At 5.8%, it gives you that nice little kick.
I wish I had some blue cheese dressing right now.
So, it's beer of the week. If you're ever in Atlanta.
So. I can get you some.
If you're ever in Atlanta, go ahead and holler at the guys at Hop City Craft Beer and Wine. Great dudes over there. And definitely check out. This is just two of the beers that they offer. They offer this cool thing called the Case of the Mondays. And it's a sampler.
That's funny.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's a sampler of all their beers. So in the next week, we'll do Drafty Kilt and we'll do Hand Brolo.
Look, packaging is everything, and they definitely have the packaging down. The names are cool. The way it looks awesome. That, for me, that's a big selling point. That's really cool. Hey, when are we going to do another Monster Brew Bus? Those were so much fun last year. And are we
gearing up? It's our summer promotion, so we're working on getting everything set up for the summer. First one should be in June.
Should be.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
It's in the works, sir.
It's in the works. Okay, good. Those are a lot of fun. When we start telling you that you can get the tickets, get them as soon as you can. We get these beautiful buses.
Yeah.
And they're not, I mean, this is a really nice bus. And we go to these different breweries and you get to see them. And it's a lot of camaraderie. It's almost like having cruise friends for a day.
They are cruise friends for a day.
Yeah, they're cruise friends for a day.
We follow cruise rules.
Yeah, and everybody's like hanging out and partying and sharing moonshine. And man, it's a great time. So that'll be coming up in June. So, and then are we going to work on doing a dating game for?
Yes, we are. And I told Sarah last night that come the end of or beginning of April.
Yeah.
End of April.
So she can't get a boyfriend until then.
Right. just regular old
Sarah Geimer. You guys gassed her up, her Facebook inbox is full.
I'm sure. She did a great job last night. All the comics did a great job last night. I always have this thing where I feel bad afterwards because there's, you know, one winner everyone else it didn't win. But it's not like they all weren't great, you know?
Yeah.
I have this guilt thing afterwards. So I make sure I talk to them all, let them know that I really appreciate them participating.
But they get it. You know, they get it.
He was so good.
I know.
They all were so good last night. And
And you went with Janelle, right?
Huh?
You went with Janelle.
I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to hurt my feelings.
You went and tried to tell people who I picked.
Well, I was telling her.
You don't want people to know who you picked, so why would you tell everyone who I picked?
I can't tell my favorite. I'm so scared they might back me in a corner.
No, they get the feelings. I
shut your mouth.
I don't hurt anyone's feelings. That's all.
Shut your pie hole.
It was great. And you can see a little bit of it on the website.
What are you all agitated about?
Nothing.
She's still mad about, you know, Gator City.
I'm not. It's not even a thing.
Billy from Gator City.
Got at her.
Yeah, I'm Silly Billy from Gator City.
Hey, Blondie Molly, when's the next time you're going to go to England?
Oh, I would go tomorrow if I could.
Oh, but you don't have another trip planned? I thought you had another trip planned.
No, my next trip is to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, okay. Well, England's got some problems right now, just so you know.
Really?
I mean, they got some real damn problems. First off, like, 2 weeks ago or last week, they were out of chicken. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now
they're out of gravy.
Yes.
There's a gravy shortage.
How can you be out of gravy?
How much chicken and gravy are these Brits eating?
Well, when they were out of chicken, people went to Kentucky Fried Chicken, and there was no chicken. So they're like, okay, we'll have biscuits and gravy. And they ate all the gravy.
Oh, man.
Wow,
these Brits are hungry.
Yeah. You know what it is that it really is exposing the flaws in their deal with DHL. Because DHL is the shipping company that's they've made this deal. That's what happened with the shortage of chicken.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah. So, and then, you know, there's a really bizarre shortages happening around the world. So there's that going on right there. And then in the Philippines or somewhere on that side of the world, they ran out of toilet paper.
Yeah,
man. There was
a run on toilet paper because of they were freaking out about the pulp that they used to make it.
All right, another story that I wanted to read here. Now, how many guys do we have here today? How many guys?
Here.
Yeah. So four, right?
Three.
Tough ass, hot ass guys.
All right, look at everybody. Look at all the guys. Okay. Yeah.
Uh huh.
All right. This is a new survey that came out.
Posture.
One out of four men, straight men, watch gay porn regularly.
Really?
One, two, so three. Which one of you?
I already know who it is. Ross, go ahead and tell him.
I can't believe it.
I don't even know why you're trying to.
I don't even watch porn.
Everybody in the room knows it's you.
Oh, that's not true. And then the story came out.
True Confession Friday.
No.
Would never watch that.
I would never watch that. I'm too...
I would, but I can't find one that's not paid for.
If it was free.
Yeah, if it was free, I'd do it in a second.
Yeah, it's some study they did.
Share your password with Jeff.
I don't even have a password.
Does it count if you're scrolling over moving thumbnails?
I don't know. It found that 24% of heterosexual men say they watch porn on a regular basis. The survey also says that most of them won't fess up.
There you go, Russ. I already told everybody it was you.
Oh, it's not me. 24% of the males surveyed said that they'd hook up with another guy, too.
Wow, man. How many percent?
A
quarter of guys.
Of those guys that watched the...
Oh, really?
The 24%
it drops
of those.
Down. Like, look, man, of course, every guy likes to watch guys doing it to each other, but I would never do it. It's fun. It's hot. It's interesting. I would love to be a part of it, but I would never actually do it.
Unless I was drunk or something.
Yeah, I mean, okay, if I was drunk, I'll do it.
you know, the thing about the sexes, you know, the thing, like the girl-on-girl thing, that's
hot.
That's like cool with a bunch of women.
Yes.
The guy-on-guy thing
is not cool.
Because
with,
we're weird, disgusting creatures, men.
I know when I spend the night at Amanda's, that's the first thing we do.
Yeah, you guys want to watch some guy-on-guy?
Lesbian porn we're going to watch.
Well, I thought that's what... You guys did, like, on weekends.
Yeah.
Of course we
do. If you don't do it, it's what I think you do anyway.
Yeah,
that's what we do, though, really. We do that and watch cartoons and eat snacks.
Hey, Blog and Molly, tell us about the Daytona Supercross weekend of winning. It's on the website, right?
Yes. You have to hear the special keyword.
Ding,
hint,
ding, ding.
It's Supercross.
Supercross, okay. Oh, you gave it away.
That's a good hint.
So how do you win?
Go to the website, put in the keyword Supercross, and you could be entered to win the tickets and a rider meet and greet VIP experience.
Ooh, very good. All right. Yes. That's for Daytona Supercross weekend. That's this weekend here on Real Radio 104.1. The weekend's kicked off with Angel tonight from 10 till midnight. What the hell is Angel listening to?
Absolutely.
And then tomorrow, Angel, you're going to be at?
DeBest Florist right there on East Colonial. I'm there from 1 to 3. And then afterwards, catch me out at on Church Street, and I'll be DJing the Orlando City pregame right there in front of Harry Buffalo.
All right, Jeff Howe at the
Red Dog Pub in Kissimmee. Come out and see the Jeff Howe Band tonight starting at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow night will be the Quick Change Band. They're an awesome rock and roll band. And Sunday Acoustic from 2 to 5. It's great. Our one-year anniversary on March 10th. Come out and see us. Live music, great people, awesome food, and the best damn blue cheese you'll ever have in your life. The Red Dog Pub in Kissimmee.
Savannah, Gator gambling this weekend?
I will. What? Stop saying that. That's not true.
It's a great idea.
No, it's not a good idea. I'll be at Gatorland all weekend. Come see me where we will not be doing Gator gambling.
Carlos, tomorrow?
Hey, come see me, Billy, at Gator City.
Oh, screw Gator City.
We're going to be throwing sticks and then firecracker pops at Gators.
You know what, Billy? If you keep this up, I'm going to come have to fight you, you at Gator City.
You just want to fight, don't you?
You better bring it.
I'll fight. You ain't nobody
scared. Let's go! Go to our website at monsters.fm and please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We put a lot of work into it, a lot of time into it. We want you guys to check it out. There's a lot of really cool stuff on there. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. And at 3 o'clock, it's Dirty Jim and the Dirty Jim Colbert Show.
Yeah.
And then we're back next Monday to do our thing from Blogging Molly, Jeff Howe, Savannah, Angel, and Carlos tomorrow.
And the leader of this mess of Merry Man, Russ, Cooter City Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
We got to get the hell up out of here.
Sure.
Your chance to win a trip for two to Los Angeles for the iHeartRadio Music Awards is just a few minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.